The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now here's the voice of Hawks football, Scott Reardon, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, football fans. Welcome to a beautiful, warm, and still summer night here at Hawks Field on the campus of College Place High School. We have an exciting non-conference matchup, an SCAC crossover game between your College Place Hawks and the Cleveland Warriors in the SCAC West. Hi, I'm Scott Reardon. I'm joined tonight by Marvin Medley on the color announcing here. We're going to bring you all the exciting action tonight as College Place has their second game of the year again at home and again against another non-conference opponent from the SCAC Western Division. Hawks last week coming off a 21-0 win over Highland, an opponent they faced 3 years in a row. And really, what could have been a dominating performance, but their defense played very well. Offensively, we saw the action and the experience of Brian Gerald for the first time, completing 17 for 38, 180 yards and three touchdowns. Two of those to Jesus Moreno, and another one to Rafe Swanson, who each had five receptions. The player of the week for Hawks football was actually junior Tanner Schreindel. Tanner was outstanding on both receiving, defense, and on punt returns. And it was really that part of the game that really set up the Hawks offense with short fields between Tanner Schreindel and Braden Schwartz and their punt returning duties. Several short fields in that game last week. Again, that was a 21-0 Hawks win here at Hawks Field. This week, we have the Cleveland Warriors coming off a 48-0 loss at home against Riverview. Riverview, of course, also from the SCAC East. And Cleveland, their story, really, when you look at them last year and their performance in the SCAC West, they were 2-6, fifth place overall. You're thinking, well, that's not too bad. They had wins over Highland, who we beat as well last year and this year. They also beat Goldendale, who we beat on this field last year as well. But their six losses, get this, they were outscored 275-6 in their six losses. So when they win, it's it may not be dominating, but when they lose, it's by a big margin. So they come in with a very inexperienced team. They've lost several players to graduation. They are led by actually an undergraduate quarterback, Cole Robbins. Senior leadership comes from defensive back and wide receiver Joey Moen, who had nine receptions last week, and Mason Gray on the line. So really an inexperienced team. Again, Cole Robbins comes in. He completed 12 passes last week against Riverview. He is a sophomore, very inexperienced. So Hawks come in again, trying to build on what they did last week. I think the one thing you might ask Coach Pons is we can't have as many drop balls as we had last week and being a little bit more consistent defensively. But the players really excited. A few more guys eligible, a few more to be eligible soon. The Hawks pretty much would be in full complement tonight. And they're out there right now warming up in their Navy tops and bottoms with their Navy helmets with the Hawks on the side. And they have that distinctive orange stripe down the thigh on each side. Cleomat is out right now. They're white tops and maroon bottoms. Kind of looks a little bit like the Moses Lake Chiefs and almost very similar to the colors we saw last week from Highland, but they have a maroon helmet as well. That's the Cleveland Warriors. Had a chance this week to talk to George Garcia, the senior running back, also known as the first team All-League SCAC East goalkeeper in the spring. And last week was George's first experience at running back on the varsity level. So we had a chance to talk to George, and after that you'll have the interview with Coach Pons for the week. That's going to come right up on 2 minutes here. 2 minute timeout on your Hawks pregame show. You're listening to KGDC 2 FM 102.3.
Connors Flooring and Design has moved into a brand new showroom and warehouse. Our new space is specially designed to offer you a relaxed shopping experience with easier access to our huge selection of quality flooring, tile, and countertop solutions for your next project. As always, you can expect the same golden rule service, expert knowledge and advice, plus top quality custom installation using only the best local licensed professional installers. Come see us at 650 Northeast Rose Street between Lambert and Damson. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Are you getting tired of spending countless hours searching the web, getting misdirected, finding prices too high, too low, confusion and stress, all before you get to touch the vehicle? Well, stop. Paragon Auto Sales will do the work for you. We have 20 years experience in the industry, and we search through hundreds of vehicles each day, fulfilling dreams of customers all over the U.S. We have a process that helps us find those good, clean, one-owner, two-owner vehicles. So don't wait any longer. Email me, Scott Jordan, at usedcarswallawalla.com, or find me on Facebook at Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. Let us be your perfect choice.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show, and our guest this week, an eye on the Hawk, is senior running back and outside linebacker George, or Jorge, depending on who you talk to, Garcia. All right, and first of all, George, your favorite food?
Chicken Alfredo.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just really like chicken. I like the creaminess of the chicken. It's just really good.
Now, you mentioned something about experience with that dish, with culinary. Tell us about your experience with the culinary class.
Culinary is really fun, and you get to learn a lot about catering, and it's just really fun to be able to work together to cook.
Okay. And you said that when you grow up, you want to be a paramedic. Why are you attracted to that particular field?
I really like helping people out, helping people in need. And a lot of my family, or just like two sisters, they work in the medical field, and I think they can help me guide. They can guide me through that.
Okay. And you're planning on going where to school for that?
Walla Walla Community College, and just taking the right classes and working hard to accomplish it.
All right, now, a lot of people may not know, but you were like first-team All-League goalie last year. A little aside, what are your goals in the soccer realm as far as maybe even this season or looking into the future for maybe playing college?
For the high school season, hopefully we can be in playoffs again and just try to make it as far as we can. And hopefully after I graduate, be able to play for Walla Walla Community College, and just go from there.
Which of your teammates is the toughest, do you think?
I think most of my teammates are really tough, but I think Tanner Schreindel, he's a really tough kid. He's a little bit of a smaller player, but he's really physical, really aggressive, and a great leader for the team.
What is something you've never done but would like to?
I've never been skydiving. I'm really scared of heights, but something I would like to try, just to have a new experience.
And you would do that with a guided diver, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. How do you want to be remembered as a college place football player?
First, I want to be remembered as a good person who respects everyone, and a hard worker on or off the field. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you played running back for the varsity level this first time this last week. Now, you have some experience under your belt there. What are you looking to accomplish this Friday running the ball?
I'm looking to get more yards on each carry, you know, just lead the team, be able to do good stuff for the team. That's all I'm looking for.
All right. Okay, we've been talking to senior running back and outside linebacker George Garcia, and we will continue with the Hawks pregame right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hey, Rebecca, you know what's right around the corner?
What, Jesse?
September, and you know what that means.
No joining fee for all new members at the YMCA?
That's right. Starting September 4th, the Y will waive all joining fees for new members for the entire month.
It's a great time of year to get back into the swing of things, and kids with memberships get reduced prices on all Y programs.
Fall back into your healthy routine this September and join the Y. Come down to 340 South Park Street in Walla Walla, and we'll sign you up.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Hawks pregame show. It's time for the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons. Big 21-0 win over Highland last week. First of all, what are some players that you would like to highlight their performance from last week?
Well, obviously, it was a really good performance overall as a team. We did some really things, some things really well. You know, from the point of attack, we did a good job, and I feel like that there's some improvement that needs to be done. But some of the guys that really stood out to us was Tanner Schreindel. He never stepped foot off the field except for halftime. And he played everywhere, you know, and he played big. He had a touchdown, a reception. He had an interception. He made 12-plus tackles. I mean, he was everywhere. We moved him around on defense, and I think that confused Highland a little bit. And you know, when we moved him down to what we call our Ringo Hawk back, which is a glorified safety linebacker, you know, he shut down his side, and so we're looking at that as a permanent move. But he does really well for us at the free safety. And so we're just going to move him around a lot. George Garcia did a really good job. He set the tone on running. It was really his first time running the ball. You know, last year was his first year playing football. He was kind of, we knew he was an athlete, but he played a little bit of line on the JV. And we're like, man, you're so much better than that because we just see the athleticism. So he surprised us in the way he was running the ball. And then, obviously, we have Brian Gerald, our quarterback. He did a really good job of stepping up in the pocket, extending the play with his footwork. And he made some plays at that extended time. Those three guys really, to me, stood out offensively. But Tanner, you know, defensively and offensively. But they all did a good job. And overall, collectively, we did a really good job.
I got really lucky about a week ago. I wandered into the locker room. I saw the list of rule changes. And one had to do with the equipment. If there's anything wrong with the player's equipment, he has to come out of the game. And also the new rule about adding yardage to the end of a kick return. Saw both of those in play, the equipment rule, a lot. What do you think of the rule changes for this year?
Well, I just think they're trying to make the game safer, you know, with the equipment. You know, just send the player right off and that's it. They gotta get it, you know, they have to wear it properly, which is, you know, unfortunately sometimes, you know, kids, they try to get away with, you know, maybe looking fashionable with the jersey out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they just want to make the game safer, and that's a way that you do. You just got to regulate it that way. I think on the kickoff, and I'm surprised that there haven't been any more changes on kickoffs or kicks in regards to all the stuff we talk about, you know, in the news about kicks. You know, it's a point of emphasis. You have to have a good kick, or you reward that team for a bad kick or a kick out of bounds. And so, you know, I think it's good. I think it keeps teams. And we were one of those teams that we sky kicked a lot, and we want to catch a team off guard, and we want their up backs to catch it. We can't kick it out of bounds, and so that really hurts. And you know, if a kick is going to go out at the 40-yard line, you know, hey, you get it at the 45 is really good. You know,
yeah.
And so. You know, I think they're going to make more changes as the NFL's making changes, as college football's going to make changes, and I think that's just going to trickle on down to high school.
So we're playing Clay Ellum, another non-conference SCAC West opponent this week. Probably had a chance to see them a little bit on film. What do you know about the Warriors?
Yeah, they're a very young team. They have a young quarterback, young receivers, young running backs. Every they're young all around, and so it's going to be they're fairly big, and you know they played Riverview last week, one of our conference opponents, and you know one thing I saw from them is they had a lot of effort, and so with effort you can set the tone, and I feel like as opposed to what we were able to do against Highland, we didn't really set the tone like I wanted to do. And so if they set the tone with their effort, they can be in this game and they can really damage us. They're a wing, shotgun wing tee. They want to run the ball, but they're not afraid to throw it.
Okay. College football this last summer, I think every day, especially for the last couple of weeks, has been all about Urban Meyer, the whole scandal at Ohio State, cover-up. From your perspective as a head coach of a program, how do coaches balance that pressure to win while still maintaining their own personal integrity?
Yeah, it's really hard. You do have to find a balance. You have to find a balance between family life and wanting to build a winning program. Football is just that sport where there's a lot of pressure. In some states in the United States, high school coaches, that's all they do. And so it really is hard. And you're looked upon, and you have to have every single thing correct. You want to be perfect. You want to be meticulous. And you know, especially in the college coaches, they're spending hours and hours and hours of time doing these things. And it's really, really hard to manage all those people, and so you really have to be careful. You have to set yourself up with really quality assistants, You have to have a vision that's clear, that they understand, but also giving them a little bit of their freedom, a little bit of freedom. And that's what I try to do here is I let my coaches, you know, run what they think and know. We talk about it. We discuss it. I have my vision. They are then instructed to fulfill that. You just have to have a really good assistance. And like I said, you can't control everybody, just like you can't control the whole football team. And there's some young men that are going to make mistakes. There's some coaches that are going to make mistakes, and they don't. And so you just have to find guys that are willing to do that. So what I try to do approaches, I try to as lead by serving. If there's anything for the coaches that I can do for them to make sure that they are here, if that's spending time with family, if that is, hey, I need to you know, leave a little bit early for a meeting, those are the things that I'm willing to sacrifice, because, you know what, I don't want guys, you know, when they're here, I want them here all the way, and I want them doing the things that I expect them to do, and that's the right things.
Okay, really quick here, what are your three main goals for Friday night's game?
Well, number one is to win the game, and we got to set the tempo. And number one is to win the game by setting the tempo. So we have to give a better effort. We have to make our blocks, stay on our blocks, catch the ball as a receiving core in the group. And then I think what I would like to see from our team and our offensive line is really to sustain blocks. We from the point of attack, we were really good, but then we just kind of let guys off. And so Highland was able to, you know, make some tackles that way. So I think blocking, sustained blocks, we talk about 6 seconds of sustain in the play. I think tackling is going to be key. You know, we still have to be solid tacklers. And we can't miss any tackles. There were several missed tackles that allowed Highland some gains. And I think that goes along with the effort piece as well. We just can't give up. We can't cool. We got to wait till the whistle is blown.
All right. Thank you, Coach Pons. Again, this has been the Coach's Corner with College Place head coach Donald Pons. And we will continue with the Hawks pregame show right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
If you're even thinking about new flooring, there's never been a better time to come to Walla Walla Carpet One. Now, during the National Tigressa sales event featuring super soft but strong Tigressa carpets beginning September 13th. Also, continued great savings on in-stock carpet, hardwood, and vinyl plank flooring. Yes, it's time to do your home over for fall. Only available at Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Walla Walla Town Center.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
Breaking news, Total Comfort Solutions now does plumbing. That's right, folks, you heard it here first. Your favorite HVAC company is now offering plumbing services such as drain clearing, leak fixing, and toilet unclogging. Call now and mention this ad to receive 10% off your next plumbing call. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here at the campus of College Place High School. We have the captains out on the field for College Place, Braden Schwartz, Tanner Schreindel, and Joel Brown and Brian Gerald out for the Hawks. And it looks like the Hawks are going to kick, and the Cleella Moyer is getting out with their white tops, maroon bottoms with a yellow stripe down the side. they will receive. They will come out of the north end zone. Hawks again coming off the 21-0 win last week against Highland, second home game in a row. Just a reminder, next week we'll be coming to you with our first SCAC East action. That will be at the Connell Eagles. Connell comes into tonight, and the AP rankings just came out for Washington Class A. Well, guess who's number one in Class A for Washington State? That would be the Royal Knights for about the fourth year in a row. Three-time defending state champion, who we actually are going to play here, our last game of the regular season here at Hawks Field. But next week we'll be traveling to Connell. Connell, despite a 9-7 loss to 2A Othello, will come into tonight's action at ranked fourth in the state. Let's talk about some games around the conference here. Tonight in the SCAC, we got Natchez Valley at East Valley, Zilla against Ellensburg, White Swan at Goldendale, Riverview from coming off the 48-0 win last week over Clayell, and they're going to be at Grandview, Wapato at Highland, Toppenish at Count of Benton, Royal at Othello. Again, Othello coming off that 9-7 win over Connell and Bat. Wow. Othello starting off the year first against Connell and then Royal. That's quite a tall task. Connell at Quincy, LaSalle at Sela, Granger at Waluke, and Chelan at Warden rounds out the action for the SCAC tonight. Tomorrow, games of interest in the NCAA, North Dakota at Washington. That's a 2 p.m. game. San Jose State at Washington State, 8 p.m. game. And then from the Walkup Sky Dome in Flagstaff, Eastern Washington at Northern Arizona. That is a 3 p.m. game. And, of course, the NFL starts this Sunday, Seattle at Denver. That is a 1:25 start time. Other games in the area tonight, just across town at Brodesky Stadium, Hanford at Wahai. Wahai coming off that 28-0 win last week over Southridge. DeSales is out, Dayton Waitsburg. Pomeroy was to play at Touche, but for the second week in a row, Touche having to cancel a game due to player numbers. So Jesus Moreno is going to tee it off for the Hawks. Two men back deep. Looks like Cameron Settler, and can't quite make out the number of the other player there. Looks like possibly Eamon Riley, but I'll check that here in a moment. Lines are set. Moreno has the ball teed up. Late shift here for Kyler Filan to the left side, and we're going to be underway here again from Hawks Field. And ready for play. Moreno approaches the ball, and here is the boot. Line shot right down the middle of the field. Splits the return man, and it rolls into the end zone. And in high school, once that ball crosses the plane, it is an automatic touchback, and it comes out to the 20-yard line. So Cleland will come out first and 10, led by sophomore quarterback Cole Robbins. Again, 12 completions last week. They did have 80 yards rushing out of a guy that we will mention a lot tonight, Sky Oshattis. Oshattis is a 5'10", 162-pound junior who had 15 carries for 65 yards last week. And so this is our first ever matchup against the Cleellum Warriors from, again, the SCAC West. Warriors approach the line. It looks like they have Warren in shotgun. I'll just check the numbers here. Warren takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's in trouble, reverses his field all the way across, has a little bit of running room, gets up to about the 25 where he's wrapped up by a slew of Hawks led by Rafe Swanson. So Warren for a gain of 5, second and 5, Cleo and hash mark left at their own 25-yard line.
That was a nice little move, deacon, and moving up to the right. That was a nice move.
So, again, Marvin Medley joining me tonight on the color commentary. Welcome, Marvin.
Thank you, sir.
Second and 5, hash mark left. Warriors at their own 25-yard line just underway here. As again, it looked like Warren running what might be a wildcat offense. Snap back. He's going to keep the ball, roll to his right, looking for a hole. Now he goes wide. He's going to get wrapped up and dropped. Big loss in the backfield. Coming up was Christian Kelsey. And Kelsey, who was a really an outstanding JV basketball player, stuffs Warren for a 7-yard loss back at the 18, third and 12.
That was a great defensive play. I think he read that play from the get-go, and the running back had no chance.
So, again, they're running with like a modified, I'd say, some sort of a wildcat with Warren back there. Third and 12, hash mark right for the Cleveland Warriors. Again, just underway here from Hawksfield, 10:41 to go, no score, initial possession. But, again, wildcat set with Warren and shotgun flanked by three running backs in the backfield. He's going to take the handoff, run to his right, gets a little bit of running room. Then he has stood up and dropped. Looked like Braden Schwartz stood him up. Gain of 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage. So three carries for Warren. That's 0 yards. Fourth and 10, punting time for the Warriors.
That's a good defensive stand for Cleveland. They held him to practically any yards at all. That was a good job, especially the opening drive.
So punting looks like Cole Becht back with Schwartz and Schwindel. Pressure by Moreno. Line shot fielded by Schwindel at his own 45. Runs up the left side looking for a block. Has an opening to the 40. We have a flag flying into the 35 and down to the 30 as Schwindel might have dropped the ball. Did they call it a fumble? They're going to say, I believe, he was down at the 30-yard line. Lake flag coming in. Rests at the 20. So Tanner Schwindel with an outstanding return of 25 yards after a punt of 35 by Beck. But let's check out the flag here. There is a flag.
Yeah, that was he was definitely down. But I think they said there's holding. I believe that's the call.
So they're going to mark it off against the Hawks, 10 yards. That would have been a spot foul. They're going to mark it back to the 37. Kind of has the effect of being a 7-yard penalty, which may or may not be accurate. But Hawks, whatever the case, excellent field position. First and 10, hash mark left at the Warrior 37-yard line, 9:38 to go, initial possession for College Place, led by, again, Wahai transfer Brian Gerald, 180 yards passing last week. He's going to run in a shotgun set flanked by senior George Garcia, three wides to the right and one left, four-man front for Cleone. Ready for action, Garcia shifts to the left side. Long count, snap back, hand the ball off tackle, right up the middle. Garcia running room, crosses the 35, crosses the 30, and we're going to call him down there. So George Garcia, he was our guest in the pregame show. Again, first-team all-league goalie, picks up 7 yards. Second and 3, Hawks, hash mark left at the Cleone 30-yard line. Gerald again in shotgun. Again, they're going no huddle. As shifting is Schwindel over to the right side. Three wides right and one left. Gerald in shotgun against a four-man Cleone front. Garcia again shifts to the left side. Long count, snap back, same play right up the middle. Just dancing his way. Big hole, Garcia right up the middle. Inside the 10, dives headlong down to the, we're going to spot him down at the 10-yard line. George Garcia with the initial first down of the game, 20 yards. And it'll bring up a first and goal at the, let's get it, spot him down at the 9-yard line. So a 21-yard gain. First and 10 for the Hawks. First and goal, actually.
The offensive line opened up a nice hole for him. He went straight ahead and just took everybody by surprise, actually. That was a great play.
So same set again. Gerald and shotgun flanked by George Garcia. He'll shift now to the right. Wide receivers moving around, double wides either side against a four-man Cleone in front. Long count, Gerald. And we have some movement on the front of the line. Snap back, and I think we might have had encroachment. Somebody moved. Now, remember in high school, if the defender crosses that imaginary plane where the football is, it is a dead ball. And that's what they're going to say, dead ball encroachment. So there is no jumping back off sides, as you've probably heard me say several times. This is not pro rules. So they're going to do a half mark of the half the distance penalty down to about the 5-yard line. So it ends up being about a 5-yard penalty. First and goal, Hawks, at the Cleveland 5-yard line. Garcia again will flank Gerald in the backfield. Double wides either side. Connell's linebackers all in the box. There are 8 men in the box. Same play, going to fake it. No, Gerald going to keep to his left. Has some running room, breaks one tackle, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Brian Gerald from 5 yards out. And the Hawks go up 6-0.
That was a nice fake. Nice run.
So the Warriors were looking for that. They had the same set with Garcia, and that was that put the ball in the belly of Garcia, read the end, and the end was crashing. So Gerald pulled the ball back out and just ran to his left, broke a tackle at about the three, and just plowed through two defenders to break about a yard into the end zone. So Hawks up 6-0 with the extra point coming up with Moreno to kick. Jesus Johnny Moreno. Actually, that's Garcia. Excuse me. Garcia to kick with Gerald to hold. And now they're going to break into a swinging gate with Gerald has Garcia behind him. Everybody's off to the left. One man out to the right. Clayle, I'm not sure what to do. They're just going to fire the ball over the middle through the hands on the slant to Braden Schwartz. Incomplete. 8:12 to go, first quarter. Your score, Hawks 6 and the Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. 8:12 to go here in the first quarter. Pretty simple drive. Three carries, 37 yards. Hawks take it in for the initial score to go up 6-0 after the failed extra point pass. And again, it was Brian Gerald taking it on the keeper after the run-pass option fake, and it'll be time to kick it off again here for Cleellum. Cameron Settler, and I believe that's Eamon Riley back deep for Cleellum. Jesus Moreno to approach the ball, and here's your kick away. Again, line shot, end over end, over the head of the return man. That is, again, Eamon Riley, and again, it's a touchback. So two kicks, two touchbacks, pretty effective for Jesus Moreno, just kicking the ball away from the return man. Cleellum, again, in action, will take over first and 10. First possession of the game, it was all Austin Warren. Carries a 5, minus 7, and 2 yards, netted 0. Let's see what Cleellum can do this time.
Yeah, that was a good job on the Hawks. They just kept running the ball up the gut, and Cleellum couldn't stop them. So just keep working at that and until they stop you.
Yeah. Go ahead and just try and stop me. This is what we're running. You just got to try and stop it. So, again, in the backfield with the Wildcat running again is Austin Warren. Long count. He's going to hand the ball off on an inside slant. No room. Wrapped up. Dropped for a loss. And that looked like Joel Brown on the stop. Ball carrier was, I believe, for Cleellum, that was Sky Oshattis, who was their leading running back last week. Again, Oshattis is a 5'10", 162-pound junior, but we'll call it a loss of 2. Loss of 2, second and 12, hash mark left. Cleellum at their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he ran into a little wall there. That was a good stop.
Hawks show blitz here. Snap back. Hand the ball off left side. No running room. Hole closes quickly and drop for another loss. Popping up again is that man, Joel Brown, along with Kyler Phelan back at the 15-yard line. So this time a loss of 3 on the play.
Look for a possible, goodness.
Some sort of a pass. I'm thinking on 3rd and 15. Haven't seen Cole Robbins out there, number 10, as far as passing goes. We have a stoppage of play. And Joel Brown's going to have to check out again. This is a new rule in high school that if you, when they do ready for play and you don't have the right equipment, then you have to come out. And so Joel's coming out and George Garcia coming in at the linebacker spot. Third down and 15 with, again, Warren in that shotgun set. Long count. Warren's going to throw the ball, hangs it up over the middle. That ball is picked off by coming the way. Kelsey inside the 20, wrapped up and dropped at the 15-yard line. So Christian Kelsey, seeing his first varsity action here, picks off the pass. And that is Warren's first attempt. Takes it about 10 yards back to the 16-yard line of the Warriors.
It looked like a bad route by the receiver. I think the quarterback threw the right spot. Like the receiver got mixed up there.
So welcome to the stat sheet, Christian Kelsey, who I was very impressed by last year with his ability to play JV basketball. He is just a scrapper, and, boy, he would get a lot of rebounds, and he was the shortest guy on the field, on the court, I should say. First and 10, Hawks at the 16. Gerald again in shotgun, snap back, rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking, points, directs traffic, fires deep into the end zone, over the head of Schwindel in the back of the end zone, as Gerald just kind of strung the play out and just didn't take any weird chances with that. And it is incomplete. Second and 10, Hawks at the 16-yard line.
Probably a smart move. They just kind of threw it up all the way, threw it up and nobody can intercept it and go on to the next play. That way you don't get a turnover.
So second and 10, well, I think we might have actually gained some yardage there. Second and 10 at the 15. Garcia will flank Gerald. And again, they're looking to the sideline and looking to the wristbands for the play. Double wides either side, Schwindel and Schwartz to the left. Now shifting inside to the slot is Swanson with Moreno off to the right. Shotgun set. Long count by Gerald. Stoppage of play. And the officials say timeout, Hawks. We'll take a timeout, 30-second timeout here. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here on the campus of College Place High School. Hawks have a second down at the 16-yard line. Just underway here, 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Hawks took the ball down after a three and out by Clay Ellum to go up 6-0 on a 37-yard drive. Here they are, second and 10 at the 16. Gerald in shotgun, double wides either side. Actually, Swanson slotted right with Garcia in the backfield. Fake the handoff, firing, just whipping it out there to Moreno, and he goes and tries to go up for the ball. Defender right there at the goal line, right at the pylon. Well-thrown ball by Gerald, but just a little bit too far driving, kind of carried Moreno out of bounds. Third and 10 at the 16.
Yeah, that's good coverage, too. That was a well-thrown ball, but tight coverage. So that was a tough play.
So third and 10 for the Hawks at the 16. Gerald will come out. He's getting 0 for 2 so far. In fact, we haven't seen a completed pass yet. Hawks will surprise me, huddle up here for the first time that we've seen.
The good thing about that is the throwing ball, it's going to be either incomplete or caught. It's not going to be intercepted.
We have a stoppage of play. They're tagging Moreno. Oh, his shoulder pad needs an adjustment. Apparently that's not enough to knock him out of the game. Third and 10. Shotgun set. Garcia flanking Gerald. Long count. Snap back. He's going to look, fire deep down the left side. Schwartz over his head, but he goes up and makes an incredible catch in the left corner of the end zone. He had one step on the man Cole Beck there on the corner route, and at first Schwartz was kind of turned around. The last minute he turned, stuck the arms up, and hauled the ball in the far corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Hawks, from 16 yards out.
That was an awesome catch, a great throw, and a great catch. No, you can't defend that. That was perfect.
So Braden, who really honestly had a tough time catching the ball, I think he had three drops in the first half last week, makes a wonderful, outstanding catch in the left corner right in front of the pylon, and really well-defended play. But nice throw by Gerald and a beautiful catch by Schwartz. Garcia again in for the extra point. They're going to again break into that swinging gate where everybody goes off to the left. Garcia in a pistol set behind Gerald, one man off to the right. They're going to hand the ball off Garcia, and he makes one man miss, and then he just dekes him and goes right into the end zone. So the defender, Josh Jewell, had an angle, and Garcia just duked him and went into the end zone for 2 points. 6:28 to go here in the first quarter. Score, Hawks 14, Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Vacation time is coming and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Did you know that Postal Annex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process, from pictures to paperwork to a check for payment. We'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Postal Annex, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. The Hawks have just gone up 14-0 on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Brian Gerald to Braden Schwartz. And Marvin, that was an outstanding catch.
Yeah, that was a great catch, a good throw. And the Hawks had them off balance. I mean, they ran the ball up the throat the first three or four plays, and now they're throwing the ball. So Cleveland's really caught off balance. I didn't know what to expect.
And I really kind of have my doubts because Braden really struggled last week catching the ball. Now it was just an outstanding catch right over the defender's shoulder in the left corner of the end zone. Moreno again to tee it off with Eamon Riley back deep along with Cameron Settler. Both times he's kicked it right through them into the end zone for a touchback. We'll see if we actually have a returner. Moreno to approach the ball at the 40. Short sky, end-over-end kick, and a hit in front of the return man. That's a live ball. He's going to come up and field it at about the 15, breaks two tackles, has a little bit of an open field, still going, crosses the 30, the 35, finally dropped by Ray Swanson from behind at the 40-yard line. So gives Settler about a 25-yard return as really the biggest thing for Sadler, I should say, a 25-yard return. Biggest thing Cleom to cheer so far tonight is some field position.
Yeah, the best way, I think, to forget about having a bad game and make a great catch, and I think the receiver definitely has done that.
So hash mark right, moving out of their north side, north end zone, moving from left to right here, the Cleom Warriors, as they have quarterback back. He throws over the middle. That ball is caught over the middle for a gain to Joey Moen with 9 receptions last week. That is Cole Robbins on the completion for a gain of 7. So I'm not sure why we haven't seen Robbins so far, but he's in. And his 7-yard completion to Moen brings up a 2nd down and 3 at the 47-yard line.
It looks like the Hawks are in the zone there. He just threw one into the zone on a quick slant.
Robin, 6'1", 192-pound sophomore. Shotgun set. Everybody bunched in. 4-man front, snap back. Hand the ball off left side, trying to string it out. Breaks 2 tackles, still going. Driving up to the 49-yard line. Initial penetration there by Corey Jeffries, unable to make the tackle. Give the runner O'Shattis a 2-yard gain, 3rd and 1 at the 49.
He may have dropped it for a couple yard loss, and he made that tackle, but he separated through and actually gained, a couple yards?
2-yard gain, 3rd and 1. O'Shattis, his 2nd carry. Clayham so far in the game, 6 carries for minus 3 yards with 1 interception. Hash mark left, 3rd and 1. Robbins again in shotgun, flanked by O'Shattis. Hand the ball off, reverse handoff up the middle, and it was dropped, picked up again. Crossing the 50 for the 1st down is Austin Warren, down to the Hawk 47. give Warren a gain of 4, and it's Clay Ellum's initial first down.
Yeah, sometimes when he drops the ball or something crazy happens, everybody just stops and looks at the ball or they just wait. And all of a sudden there's a reaction comes up, and they gain a couple yards out of a possible lost play.
Hash mark left, first and 10, Warriors at the 46-yard line. O'Shattis again will flank Warren to his right. One man slotted left, back to pass. Robbins looks to throw. He's in trouble, runs up the middle, and makes possibly a little bit of a gain out of nothing. On the stop there is Eddie Preciado. Give a one-yard gain to Robbins, second and 9 at the 45.
Again, he made a little something out of nothing. That was a broken play. He was able to get at least a yard, so there's something positive. It's better than nothing.
Exactly. Rather than getting tackled for a 5-yard loss. So, again, Robbins will come out in shotgun, flanked by O'Shattis. Two receivers off to the left, one slotted right in that angular set. Four-man front, linebackers potentially blitzing. Here they come, draw play up the middle. It's stuffed up, and it's pushed back on the handoff to O'Shattis. Maybe a half yard, I'm not really sure. Joel Brown on the stop, along with Kyler Phelan. I'm going to call it no gain.
Yeah, he was stuffed. I didn't think he gained much anything at all.
Third down and 9, hash mark left. Can clear them with their initial first down just a moment ago. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Hawks lead 14-0. O'Shattis again to flank the 6'1 sophomore quarterback, Robbins. That's Cole Robbins. Wide to either side. Hawks showing blitz. Here they come. Robbins fires them in. That ball is blocked, nice. Knocked down. Joel Brown just lifted up his 6'1", 225-pound frame, and knocks a pass down incomplete.
That was a nice play right there. It's got the hands up. They always say if you can't reach the quarterback, put your hands up in the air and either block the pass or get in his way.
Joel Brown is possibly as a sophomore, he's possibly the best defender we've had on this varsity program. Again, he's 6'1", 225, just his second year of varsity football. Fourth down and 9 at the 45. They're showing standard set here with Robbins in shotgun. Hawks might be lined up offsides. No, they're not. He drops the ball. It's immaterial.
As
Alex Smith was there, he kind of rolled right past it, and he just turned around and fell on it. But it's immaterial because it was fourth down anyway at midfield for a loss of 4. For Robbins, I think they're going to say that Alex Smith did recover it. But like I said, that's a moot point because it was fourth down and they were nowhere near the first down marker.
No, I think he got stripped. Somebody stripped the ball from him and he just lost it. Yeah, either way, it's immaterial, correct?
That's correct. So ball spotted right at that midfield stripe, 3:07 to go. Hawks with their third possession. They've put it into the end zone both times, checking in at wide receiver is Chase Phipps for the Hawks. So far on the game, Gerald 1 for 3 for 16 yards, 2 wides to the left and 1 to the right. 2 men in the backfield flanking Gerald. Long count, snap back, hand the ball off. George Garcia makes 2 men miss, open field, 45, just lowers the shoulder, and it's finally dropped down at the 41-yard line. The senior running back now 3 carries for 37 yards.
Looked like it was moving from Clayton on defense, but they didn't call it.
So second and 1, ball middle of the field. Garcia will flank Gerald. They get the signal in from the sideline. Clock running, 2:42 to go. Much quicker pace game than our marathon, which ended at 10 o'clock last week. As Schwindel and Swanson trade sides here, Garcia again will flank Gerald. Again, showing blitz of the Warriors' hand. No, he's going to keep the ball. Gerald up the middle, crosses the 40 to the 35, makes one man miss. Finally dropped there, but give Brian Gerald a 6-yard gain and a first down. Hawks at the 35-yard line.
I can see a nice play action pass coming up here, possibly with the way they're running the ball. A lot of fakes and stuff like that would probably work. He could maybe go deep.
Renee Sanchez checks in at running back spot, flanked by Gerald. Sanchez ran the ball fairly well last week. I think he had 3 carries for 17 yards, double wides either side. Now Schreindel turning to the right side. So 3 wides out right, Phipps out to the left here with Sanchez flanking Gerald. High snap. They're going to fire the ball out to the flat, caught And out there is Schreindel, makes one man miss. Finally, pancaked out there by Austin Hink, 6'1", 197. But it's going to be a four-yard completion from Gerald to Schreindel.
That's a nice little pass. That's a little foot pass, getting it for 4 yards. It's not bad at all.
So second and six at the Cleellum 31-yard line, down to 1:34 to go. Hawks, their third possession. They lead 14-0. Filet and Schreindel will change places here. Two wides left and one to the right with Sanchez flanking Gerald. Four-man Cleellum front, snap back, looking to throw. Gerald looking. Now he's in trouble, rolls to his left, trying to buy time. Tries to make one man miss, but he's finally flattened and finished off down there by Josh Jewell. Loss of a yard back to the 37. Just Gerald couldn't find anybody open.
Honestly, the way the Hawks were running the ball, especially early in the first quarter, I would just keep running the ball until Cleellum stopped him.
Third and seven at the Cleellum 32-yard line. Again, play coming in from the sideline. Still out there is, I believe that's Sanchez, double wides either side. Again, third possession for the Hawks. Clock running with 41 seconds to go. Taking a long time to get this one dialed up here. Gerald again in shotgun. Sanchez shifts to his left. Long count, going to fake the handoff, fire out in the flat. Schreindel cuts inside, makes one man miss, still goes, breaks two tackles, driving, and carries one or two men with him down to the 23-yard line. That'll be good for a Hawks first down. 9-yard pass play from Gerald to Schreindel. Schreindel doing most of that all by himself. First and 10, Hawks.
That's a good little catch and run.
So spotted down at the 23 hash mark left. Sanchez again flanking Gerald. Double wides either side. Looks like Schwartz is actually out of there right now at wide receiver, and Chase Phipps is in, another basketball player. Lines are set. Four-man front again for the Warriors. We had some movement, some flinching, and now the referee is going to throw his flag. So it looked like somebody on the first snap flinched. I think that was in the offense, and that's going to be a legal procedure.
Yeah, I still don't see – I can see Cleellum running the ball all day long, maybe doing a couple play-action passes, because Cleellum hasn't been able to stop on the wall at all.
College plays.
College plays.
That's my alma mater is Walla Walla. It's okay. First and 15 at the 28-yard line of the Warriors, hash mark left, and there is your gun to end the first quarter. Your score after one quarter play, College Place Hawks 14, Cleellum Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
How many times have you said it? I can't believe summer is almost over. Tough to swallow, but true. Get ready for end-of-season yard care right now. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, has a huge selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Find garden shoes, work gloves, and, of course, fall fertilizers. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends and ask about weekly specials. Shop your True Value hardware store, L&G Ranch Supply, off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, L&G Ranch Supply.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We'll return to action here at Hawks Field to start the second quarter. Hawks thoroughly dominating that first quarter of play. I'll give you a quick stat rundown here. Cleellum, total offense after one. Cleellum with 5 yards total offense, minus two rushing and seven passing. Hawks with 78 yards total offense, with 49 yards rushing, 29 yards passing. Scores were a 6-yard touchdown run, keeper by quarterback Brian Gerald, and a 16-yard pass from Gerald to Schwartz. So here we go, first and 15 at the 28-yard line of the Warriors. Sanchez to flank Gerald, back to pass, pumps. Now he's in trouble, rolls to his left, makes one man miss, reverses field, has an open field inside the 20, and slides down at the 18-yard line. That would be a gain of 10. Actually spot him down at the 17. Give Brian Gerald all by himself an 11-yard gain. He'll bring up second down and 4.
Good little scramble on a broken play. Definitely positive yardage out of that. That's great.
So ball middle of the field, double wides either side with Sanchez flanking Gerald. Second and 4 Hawks moving to the towards the south end zone here on a beautiful, beautiful night. Now we're going to have 3 wides out right. Gerald again flanked. I believe that's Sanchez, second and 4. Long count. We have some movement again. Schwindel backed up, but then the defensive line moved as well. Who went first?
I think that was defense.
Defense is going for a little hike there. And again, I'll say it one more time. In high school, if you break that plane, it's a 5-yard penalty. It's that imaginary line where the ball runs on both sides of the ball. That's a safety feature for high school.
The Hawks, yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. The Hawks have them on the heels.
They sure do.
They've just been running them crazy and passing with their own will. And
first and 10 at the 12-yard line. Schwindel shifts off to the left side, double wides either side. Sanchez to flank Gerald. Now he moves. Actually, that's Garcia off to his left. Hand the ball off right up the middle. Open field. That's actually Sanchez inside the 5, trying to go into the end zone. Breaks a tackle. Was he in? They're going to say yes, Renee Sanchez from 12 yards out. His first carry of the game. And the Hawks go up 20-0.
Again, as I say, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. They're running the ball down the field all night long. Just until Cleon can stop him. Keeps doing it.
So here with 10:56 to go in the second quarter, it's Renee Sanchez. He's a 5'8", 160-pound sophomore running back. And, boy, he did a great job there. Sanchez is right up the middle, like broke a tackle to 5. And, again, right at the goal line, was stacked up, but he just kept driving and takes it in from 12 yards out. They're going to do the swinging gate again with Garcia, pistol set behind Gerald. Schwartz off to the right, everybody else off to the left. Snap back, hand the ball off. Garcia's going to keep it. Up the middle, drives forward. Is he in? They're going to say, yes, he is. 10:56 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Hawks 22, Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing fall service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. The Hawks go 50 yards in 5 plays. The key play was a 9-yard completion. Tanner Schwindel on 3rd and 7, doing most of that on his own. And also a 5-yard encroachment penalty on a 2nd and 4. Set up another movement of the sticks. And then Renee Sanchez takes it in from 12 yards out. His first carry of the night. And the Hawks lead 22-0. With 10:56 to go here in the second. Back deep again is Eamon Riley and Cameron Sattler for the Warriors. Jesus Johnny Moreno, the senior kicker wide receiver, to tee it off here. And he approaches the ball. And here's your boot line shot off to the right side over the head of Sattler. Third time we've seen a touchback so far. And the Warriors would take over 1st and 10 at their 20.
Oh, the bad thing is, the good thing is for the Hawks, the Warriors are going to be throwing the ball most likely trying to catch up in the game. So Hawks are going to be guessing pass first. So that could be the turn of advantage.
And again, their second score was set up by an interception by junior Christian Kelsey, seeing his first varsity action. And he picked that ball off from his cornerback spot, returned it 10 yards back. And we didn't see Robbins the first 2 series. It came in the last one. and started throwing the ball a little bit more. He's 2 for 7 so far. And Robbins is out there now, flanked by Mr. O'Shattis. Fake the handoff. Robbins in trouble. He gets wrapped up. Schreindel hangs on for dear life, and they blow it dead as Alex Smith is going to pancake him for a loss back at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, but I was going to be Hawks are obviously going to be reading pass, so the only way to beat that is either maybe a quick screen or a slant on the outside, because they're going to be reading pass all day long, or maybe a drop play up the middle.
And Robbins didn't look very comfortable back there. He went back to pass, and it's like he didn't really want to be back there. Second and 15 at their own 15, hash mark left. They have O'Shattis in the backfield flanking the sophomore quarterback Robbins. One man slotted right. White's either side, snap back, hand the ball off. O'Shattis trying to go to the right side. Hanging on and slinging him down is Tyce Heiner. Had a hold of his jersey on the shoulder and just throws him down off there to the right side for a loss of 3. And it'll bring up a third down and long, 3rd and 13, back at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that was an easy read. He had nowhere to go. And, of course, the Hawks know they can just read pass. If they go run, that's going to hurt for Yellow because time's coming off the clock.
Third and 18 at the 12-yard line for Cleon. This is their, I believe, 4th possession. And again, Cole Robbins going to take the snap, look to throw, look, and just winds up, hangs it deep, way down the field, way over the head of the defender. And the defender thought there was a little bit of contact there and wanted pass interference and is pleading with the official. That's Joey Moen, who had 9 receptions last week. Now, I understand in high school there is no such thing as uncatchable ball like you see in college or pros, but it's punting time for Cleolum.
Yeah, it looked like it could have been passing the fringe to me, the Hawks, too, but the fish didn't see it that way, so they got the Hawks call a break.
Cole Becht will boot the ball here for Cleolum. Hawks coming in, playing a standard defensive set. It is 4th and 18 at the 12. No one back deep for College Place. Becht will stand at his goal line. And now retreating in single safety, Braden Schwartz and Tanish Mandel. Snap away, kick, high, end-over-end boot. Schreindel will field at the 41. Come to his right side, has a whole bunch of blocking. Yes, here he goes, the 25 to 20. Knocks one man down, is finally spun down at the 6-yard line. Gets a little bit of a shove there from Joey Moen, who took a little bit of exception to Schreindel's physicality there back at the, let's call it the 7-yard line. That was a 29-yard punt and a 34-yard return for the Hawks.
He just about broke the punt. He got the defense. They all got lucky. They got lucky to get that tackle, and he was gone.
So 34-yard return by junior Tanner Schreindel puts them Hawks in business. We'll call it the 8-yard line. 8-yard line, first and goal from there. Again, short field, just like we saw last week against Highland. Garcia will flank Gerald in the backfield, 3 wides right to the short side, Schwartz off to the left. 5-man front for Cleolum. Long count, back to pass. Gerald's going to hang it up the left side. It's a jump ball. Schwartz going it up, and it's dropped, actually knocked away. He was out of the back of the end zone anyway, incomplete.
That's not a bad play. If the ball isn't caught, it's out of bounds. But again, the way the Hawks are running the ball, just running the ball right up the middle, you get a touchdown. You only get, 8-9 yards to go. They haven't stopped him yet.
So far, Gerald 3 for 6 for 29 yards and 1 score. That is a 16-yarder to Braden Schwartz. 2nd and goal at the 8-yard line. Garcia again will flank quarterback Gerald. Now Rafe Swanson comes in slotted right, 2 wides left, Moreno right. Gerald pointing and directing traffic here, long count for the Hawks. Snap back, hand the ball off, Garcia right up the middle, stutter steps, just lowers a shoulder, drops it. He's near the goal line. I think they're going to spot him down actually at the 2. Give George a 6-yard gain. It'll bring up 3rd down and goal from the 2.
We've got a late flag coming in.
Late flag coming in.
Yes, sir.
There's laundry in the end zone. They're going to pick up the flag and do what with it? Hawks are retreating. They're talking to Cleal, and it looks like Schreindel is a little hot about something. He's had some extracurricular activities with Moen, the defensive back and wide receiver. They're going to chat about it here.
I didn't see any penalty, but I don't know.
So here we go. So far, it's third and goal from the two, but I think we're going to have a mark off here, and I think it's going to be a dead ball. Officials are marking something down. I think that might be a personal foul, I'm going to guess. The officials look like they're looking at their cell phones. I mean, I know they're looking at notes down there. And I don't know why we have a stoppage of play here.
Not really sure what they're doing out there.
Tanner Schreindel is over on the sidelines, cooling off. We have a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, against College Place. And I don't think that was ejection, was it? I didn't see the ejection signal.
I didn't see that either.
Celebrating up a third and goal at the 17-yard line. So a little bit of adversity here for the first time for the Hawks. Third and goal at the 17.
That's been going on a little bit all game long, and the referees just... They finally signed the call. So
here we go. Garcia to flank Gerald. Double wides either side. Gerald in shotgun. Five-man front. Snap back. Looks to throw. He's going to hang it deep down the right side for Moreno. Has his man beat. Goes up. Can't haul it in. Great defense there in the corner of the end zone by Cole Beck. Had him shadowed. Gerald with a beautiful pass right into the corner by the pylon, but Moreno unable to haul it in.
Yeah, that was great. It was either going to be incomplete, excuse me, or caught. It wasn't going to be intercepted. That was a great play for him to knock it down.
So fourth and goal at the 17. Double wides either side.
Nothing to lose here if you don't make it. You have 23-0 in the first half. So that's a good gamble.
That's right. 8:20 to go here in the second quarter. It's 22-0 Hawks on their fourth possession. Fourth and goal, and we have a stoppage of play. And we have a timeout, College Place. We'll take a 30-second timeout listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Okay, so back to action here. Fourth and 17, Hawks. Fourth and goal at the 17. Just a reminder, College Place Boosters awarded $2,500 in college scholarships last year to College Place high school seniors. Join the Boosters and help make a difference for the futures of our young men and women. Memberships are available at the concession stand or at the high school. We're going to send Schwartz out to him by himself to the left, three wides right. Garcia to flank Gerald, fourth and goal at the 17-yard line. 22-0 Hawks with 8:20 to go here in the second quarter. Gerald in shotgun formation, back to pass, looking to throw. He's going to hang it up down the middle of the field, going up. That ball is picked off in the end zone, and that would be a touchback as Moen picks it off. Gerald just kind of hanging it up there, and he did a good job just to get it to the end zone. Moen picks it off about 2 yards deep in the end zone, then goes to one knee, and it is a touchback, and the Warriors will have it back out at the 20-yard line.
Well, this is a defensive stop that time. It kept them from getting points on the board, but they are backed up at the 20, so they've still got the long field to go. So we're feeling it. Really a win-win situation for the Hawks because now they're getting backed up pretty much.
So the challenge there was that the setback was a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty against the offense after they had a nice gain by Garcia down to the 2. And Warriors have come out now first and 10 at their 20-yard line, still with only one first down so far in the game. Robbins in shotgun, snap back, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, looking to throw. He's in trouble, makes one man miss. Now he's going to be hit and dropped out of bounds about 2 yards behind the marker, trying to see who made the tackle over there. And I'm pausing for effect, but I can't quite see. It's a 3-yard loss. That was Tanner Schreindel. Excuse me for the delay.
I couldn't pick up the number either.
So Tanner's back in there after he kind of came back out to get cooled off. Second and 13, Warriors at their own 17-yard line. Robbins in shotgun. Two wides out right to the short side. One man slotted left. Snap back, fake the handoff, fire out in the flat. That ball caught. Moen lowers a shoulder, crosses the 20 up to the 22-yard line. Pass play, pitch and catch of 5 yards. Robbins to Moen. Third down, though, and long. Third and 8 at the 22-yard line.
At least we got a completed pass of 5 yards. We got positive yard drive for Cleveland, and maybe they'll get some momentum back.
Robbins 2 for 4 for 12 yards passing. Third and long, 3rd and 8 for Robbins, flanked again by O'Shattis. Back to pass, hand the ball off left side. Robbins has some open field, running hard, but he is snowed under and dropped quickly as that hole looked like it might go somewhere, but it is a 2-yard gain. And coming up and making the tackle, Tyce Heider, 4th and 6 for Cleveland.
Again, it's tied for Cleveland because the Hawks know they're going to pick and pass, and Cleveland's trying to run the ball, eating up clock in the meantime, and also they're not really running the ball that effective, so they're really shooting themselves in the foot when you think about it.
6:20 to go here, second quarter. Hawks lead 22-0. Schreindel and Schwartz back deep for the Becht punt. Snap back, Becht in lots of pressure. End over end boot, going to be fielded by Schreindel, his own 47-yard line, running laterally, cuts inside, crosses the 50, inside the 45 to the 40, still going to 35, open field, still going inside the 30, he may go inside the 5, touchdown, Tanner Schreindel from 53 yards out, and the Hawks go up 28-0.
That was a great run, a few missed tackles, but that was a nice run, right up, almost up the middle.
So that was a 27-yard punt by Cole Becht, and Tanner Schreindel again with the big return, 53 yards on this one. He set up what might actually great field position last time, but it didn't result in a score. But 3 returns so far on the night for 111 yards for Tanner Schreindel, and with 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. Hawks up 28-0 with the extra point forthcoming. Gerald to hold apparently for Garcia. They're calling for another player to come in. Actually, they're calling for the ball to come in.
Yeah, even though it's only the second quarter, that could have been the start of the Kimball's back for Cleveland. Down 28-0. That's pretty big score.
Pretty steep. We'll see them there from their offense. That's a tough call there. Gerald will line up and be the holder for Garcia. Now they're going to shift again. They've scored twice on extra points here. Pistol set with Garcia behind Gerald. Everybody wide out to the left. Schwartz off to the right. Snap back. They're going to throw the ball over the middle. That ball is caught for the 2-point conversion. That pass play going to Tanner Schreindel. 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. Your score, Hawks 30 and the Warriors nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio at FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back to Hawks Field, 5:55 to go here in the second quarter. Hawks lead 30-0. I kind of hesitated when there was that 15-yard penalty because that was obviously against Tanner Schreindel, for some sort of extracurricular activity, which really hurt the previous drive. Well, he more than made up for that on that ensuing punt where he took it back 53 yards and pretty much doing a lot of that on his own, right down the middle of the field, breaking about four tackles and just showed tremendous effort and finally breakaway speed to score.
Yeah, I said that the quickest way to erase a bad play is make a good one. So, the coach is probably going on about his bad play, but he wanted for a good one.
Reynos has a short kickoff, and boy, the return man coming up at the 33-yard line was Austin Warren, and going down, flying down, was Braden Schwartz. And Warren saw number 15 deep and getting very close quickly. You know that thing on the back of mirrors that says some objects appear are larger than they appear or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Warren was seeing from Schwartz, and he just ducked and went down at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I think it was that freight train where he ran into the freight train, and he freight train won.
I know what I'm thinking of. It's some objects appear, something like they appear closer than they are, but yeah. Whatever the case, Austin went down. It's first and 10, Cleveland at their own 35-yard line, hash mark left. Again, only one first down so far on the night for the Warriors. They have 1 yard total offense. As Oshadis will flank Robbins, handoff up the middle, he bobbles it, tries to cut out to the left, just drives a shoulder down, gets a little bit of yardage down to the 37-yard line. Getting up from the bottom of the pile after making the stop was Joel Brown. 2 yard gain for Oshadis, second and 8, Warriors at their own 37-yard line.
Cleveland was not getting any offense at all. They're running the ball 2 or 3 yards at a time, minus yards. They really can't get the passing game going. They're really struggling.
15 carries for minus 9 yards for Cleveland. Second and 8 at their own 37-yard line. Cole Robbins in shotgun, flanked by Oshadis. They're going to do a reverse handoff, and they do a double reverse. But Garcia just kind of sniffs it out and stuffs the running back Warren after a no gain at the 37, bring up a third down and 8.
Yeah, it's a good little try on a trick play. I mean, they tried to play everything else without success. So I expect Cleveland to come back in the second half and do a few more plays like that and try to see if they can mix it up a little bit.
It's a double reverse action we saw a lot from when we traveled up to Waluke last year. We never knew quite where the ball was. Third and 8, Warriors, hash mark left at their own 37, moving from right to left out of the south end zone. Robinson shotgun, Hawks show blitz, fires back over the middle. That call ball caught. No, it's not. Through the hands of Moen at midfield. He had a first down, but he was looking to run with it before he caught it, and it went right through his hands, incomplete. And that's just lack of concentration, fourth down.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. Like, he's trying to run before he caught the ball. He had an easy first down, it's not more.
Caught that ball, would have caught that at the 45, might have gotten a little 10 yards more. But as it is, Beck to punt, and that man, Schreindel, back deep again. Late man coming on to block for Cleveland. Line set, and here comes the pressure. And, oh, my goodness, that ball is nearly blocked. It's coming in with Jesus Moreno. And Beck did well to get it off, kick it out of bounds at the 40-yard line. As it is, it's a 23-yard punt. But Beck did a good job to get the ball off against the outstretched rush of Jesus Moreno.
Well, the Hawks are dominating the whole game in all four assets, special teams, offense, defense. Cleveland can't seem to do anything at all. They make it 1 yard or two here and there, but they lose 4 or 5 after that. So they're in a lot of trouble right now.
Hash mark right. Hawks come out 4:14 to go here. Second quarter, lead 30-0. They have scored offensively on 3 of their 4 possessions. Gerald flanked by, I believe that is Garcia in the backfield. Man in motion across the formation. Faked the handoff, keeping the ball. Gerald up the middle. Gets a little bit of a running room. Still going. Drives the feet. Gets up to the 42-yard line, tackle there by Dustin Hansberry, who wouldn't give up on the play. 2 yard gain, second and 8 for the Hawks.
Even if the Hawks go 3 and out here or down the road, they're still using up the clock by running the ball, and Cleveland can't stop them anyway. Even if they do stop them, they're using up a lot of clock, so it's successful for them.
Double wides either side with George Garcia flanking Gerald in the backfield. I was kidding Brian Gerald this week. I said, can you guys run the ball a little bit more? Because I got this party tonight out in the Sager parking lot. I need to get out there. second and eight at the 42-yard line. Garcia again will flank Gerald. They're going to fake the handoff, fire out in the flat through the hands of Schwindel, and incomplete. So, again, he looked to run with it before he caught it. That'll bring up a third and eight.
Yeah, exactly. He had probably had at least 5 yards off that play, but he decided to run before he caught the ball. It happens a lot, unfortunately. All they hear footsteps coming, and they get nervous. Lose concentration for a second.
Gerald, 3 for 9, 1 interception, 29 yards, 1 touchdown. Rushing, Hawks have 75-yard rushing. Third down and 8 at their own 42, 3:22 to go. Gerald, play coming in from the sideline. He'll be flanked by Garcia. They've got double wides either side here. Big third down play. Earlier they converted on a 3rd and 7 on a pass play to Schreindel. They're going to go 3 wides out right and 1 off to the left. Gerald in empty backfield, back to pass, looking to throw, looking, now he's in trouble, tucks it in, tries to buy time, just pitches it out in the flat, saw Garcia at the last second, really athletic play to get rid of it, but it dropped about 2 yards short of Garcia, incomplete.
Okay, they got rid of the ball, didn't cause a turnover, didn't lose yardage, move on to the next play, get it moving the clock.
So fourth down, and there's this thing called punting. It's a guy with guidelines way up behind the line of scrimmage, and he kicks the ball to the other team. First time we've seen that tonight. Jesus Moreno will come out to punt the football, I believe. Yes, he is. He'll stand back at about his – now what's he doing? They're moving around. I think pretty sure Moreno's going to get back in punt formation. He's talking to Schwartz and Schreindel. I'm not sure if Qualum's buying it, though. Now we have a stoppage of play, and we have a dead ball delay a game against the Hawks. So one area that the Hawks have struggled with is with penalties. That is their 6th penalty of the night for 45 yards.
I think it looked like they were going for a fake of trying to fake out Qualum, and backfired on them.
I think they faked out themselves. Yeah. Qualum's going to call a timeout, and so will we. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3, KGDC2.
We understand buying a vehicle is one of the largest purchases you'll make. Well, here at Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales, we put the customer first. We have a process in place to find the perfect vehicle. We partnered with Alexander Auto Service, 30 years experience, 28 being ASC certified, to run extensive safety inspections on each vehicle before they're sold. If you want to save time and money, then we're your perfect choice. Find us on the web at usedcarswallawalla.com or on Facebook at Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. You can't afford to not come see me.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Sattler back deep for Cleon as we get ready for the punt here from Moreno, standing at about his own 10-yard line. 30-0 Hawks here in the first half. 3:07 to go in the half. Now they're calling for what? Another player, and here he comes. That is Mr. Parker Dowd out in blocking formation. One man short there. 4th and 8 for the Hawks, their own 42. Snap back. Moreno's going to try to roll to his right. Now he's going to heave it up, fire deep down the field. And oh my goodness, he airmailed the ball right over the top of Braden Schwartz. Good arm by Jesus Moreno, but it's incomplete. And Hawks give the ball up in their own territory on the incomplete pass. Cleland will have 1st and 10 at the Hawks 42-yard line.
It's okay. It's not really a bad play. Just so it's through them. They've got a 30-0 lead. Cleland hasn't really done anything for yards, so that's not really a bad play. You never know what can happen with that.
So 1st and 10 for the Warriors at the Hawks 42-yard line. Been a while since we've even seen them on this side of the field. Robbins will get flanked again by Oshattis with 2 wides out right and 1 left. Count and hand the ball off right side. Oshattis looking for a lane. Gets stuffed and dropped and swung down. And Joel Brown's going to say, you're done. Back at the 45-yard line. Loss of 3 for Oshattis as their running game has gone nowhere tonight.
Yeah, again, that fake on 4th down wasn't a bad play because Killam hasn't been able to do anything on offense anyway, so why not take a chance?
We're looking at total offense so far. They have 0, minus 12 rushing and 12 passing. So they're back to the goose egg mark here, 2nd and 13, hash mark right at the Hawks 45-yard line, 2:22 and clock running. Hawks lead 30-0, showing blitz, hand the ball off, draw play. A little bit of running room for Oshattis, but he has stood up and dropped back near the original line of scrimmage, as on the tackle is Ty Siner and Braden Schwartz. And also down there is Corey Jeffries to finish him off for, we'll call it actually a gain of two for Oshadas. They'll bring up a third down and 11 at the Hawk 43-yard line. Again, clock running, 1:51 to go. Hawks lead 30-0. Their last score on a 53-yard punt return by junior Tanner Schreindel. And here comes the sophomore quarterback, Cole Robbins, for Cleelm. Again, flanked by Oshadas in the backfield. One man slotted left, wide to either side here on third and 11. Back to pass. Robbins looks to throw, fires over the middle, over the head, intercepted. Coming in the way is Schreindel. Actually, that's Rafe Swanson crossing midfield, getting up and being dropped at the 46-yard line. Rafe Swanson just back there playing center field, picks it off at about the 35-yard line, takes it back into Cleelum territory at the 45, and Hawks with great field position.
Yeah, Hawks had great pressure on the quarterback, and he just threw that one. He should have thrown that one away or thrown it to the ground. He just threw it up for grabs and got intercepted.
So second pick of the night for the Hawks, and now I think we have a what? We have a penalty as they're going to retreat here. What's the penalty?
I think
we had a blocking penalty somewhere. Ball was picked off at the 35.
A block in the back, probably.
They're going to take it back to the 28-yard line. So it gives Swanson a 3-yard return on the pick. So Hawks not quite with the field position we thought they were going to have, but still have the ball here at their own 28-yard line with 1:19 to go. Ball hash mark left, 1:19. I think the Hawks have one timeout left. Gerald in shotgun. Snap back, hand the ball up the middle. Garcia just waddles and just kind of keeps driving. Gets a first down crossing the 40-yard line, just barely. We'll call him down at the 40. As Garcia gets that ball and approaches the line and just kind of gets kind of shifty, looks for leverage, and then just takes off. 12-yard gain for a first down. Garcia 5 for 55 so far on the night. Clock running after the running play. They're going to go one man slotted right. Garcia will flank Gerald at quarterback. Two wides out left. Fake the handoff. Now they're going to hand the ball up right at the field, middle of the field. Garcia stood up but keeps driving. Spins away. Still trying to go. And then finally dropped up at the 47-yard line. And Coach Pons will call a timeout after the 6-yard gain. And so will we. Take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Don't say it.
Back.
Don't say it, Mom.
Back to?
Mom!
Back to school!
If I have to go back to school, at least I get to go to the Y.
That's right. The Walla Walla YMCA has after-school childcare, youth sports, swim lessons, and more. They will keep you busy so I can rest easy at work.
Okay, Mom, but I don't know why you're so happy.
I know, son. Visit WWYMCA.org to see all the programs available for your family or call the Walla Walla YMCA at 509-525-8863.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
Just a reminder, College Place Football is proud to be a part of USA Football's Heads Up Football program. New this year, USA Football is offering parents free USA Football account with access to a digital parent guide, parent courses, and newsletters that focus on making your students' sports experience truly great. Visit usafootball.com today and sign up for a free parent account. That's usafootball.com. 45 seconds ago, I believe that was the last timeout for the Hawks. They have a second and four at their own 47-yard line, up 30-0. Again, in high school, the clock does stop after a movement of the chains for a first down. And here we go, second and four at the 47. Gerald in shotgun, back to pass, looks to throw, fires out in the flat. That ball's going to be caught by Swanson, tries to get to the sideline, and the ball comes out, and it's coming the other way. Dropped it at the 43 down the sideline and knocked out of bounds. Is the defender on the play, Noah Duplesh, as Rafe Swanson just had that ball stripped out of his hands at the 43-yard line.
You see that happen a lot. The receivers try to get the extra yard or get out of bounds. We should have just gone down to the ground, even though it was only 30 seconds left in the half. You got a 30-0 lead. Call it down. If you don't score any points in this half, call it a day.
I don't remember what the previous yard line was, but we'll just go with it there. Fumble return down to, we'll call it the 30-yard line. So that's probably the biggest play of the night for the Warriors. Hawks with their second turnover.
Yeah, that could have been
first and 10 at the 30. Hash mark left. Robbins with O'Shattis coming in late. One man to either side. One man slotted left. Back to pass Robbins. He's going to hang it up down the middle of the field. Over the head of the receiver down there was Cameron Sadler, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, that turnover was costly and unnecessary. I would just go down and take a knee. You know, if you don't score any points, that's fine. Now you've got a turnover. And it's in their position, it's past the 50-yard line. And they make, even a field goal is something to get momentum back, you know what I mean, a little bit.
Yeah. 16, I got to do my math here. From that last play, I think it was a 23-yard gain is what it turned out to be. All right, anyway.
Nice play.
Here's the sack, and the ensuing play is Joel Brown just breaks through and stuffs the running back, Austin Warren, and Clay Elm's going to call timeout, and so will we. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio at FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Am I back? I can't tell. Okay, thank you. All right, welcome back to Hawks Field. We have third and 15 at the Hawks 35. 30-0 here, Hawks, with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Robbins in shotgun, flanked by O'Shattis. Wide to either side. Hawks moving around here. Man moving at the snap. The receiver, Schwartz, is going to come in and just swallow up. Robbins back at the 42-yard line for a loss of 7 yards on the play. And Cleellum, I think, is going to have to let the clock run out. They might try to have one more play. It is fourth down at the 41-yard line. 3-2-1. And the horn just sounded, and that is it. And the referee just throws his flag anyway. And we have the end of the half. At the end of one half of play here from Hawks Field, your score, College Place Hawks 30, Clayland Warriors nothing. We will take a two-minute timeout. I just want you to be aware of, we have a special interview at the half with our choir and drama teacher Sarah Thompson coming up. So that's a special segment coming up at the half. And we're going to have that interview right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
If you're even thinking about new flooring, there's never been a better time to come to Walla Walla Carpet One. Now, during the National Tigressa sales event featuring super soft but strong Tigressa carpets beginning September 13th. Also, continued great savings on in-stock carpet, hardwood, and vinyl plank flooring. Yes, it's time to do your home over for fall. Only available at Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Walla Walla Town Center.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love, Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to the Hawks Halftime Show, and it's time for our staff spotlight. And this week we're talking with Sarah Thompson, who is the College Place High School / Sager Middle School choir director and drama teacher. First of all, can you tell us, Sarah, about your journey and how you arrived at the school here?
Well, I arrived at the school. I'm from the area, and it was my dream since probably age 12 to be a high school choir teacher. And so I went to college and discovered my passion in vocal performance and theater arts. But my dream to teach high school choir never went away. And after a while of doing some other odd jobs after college and figuring it out, I kind of ended up at College Place in the ideal position of getting to do both things.
All right. So how do you split your time during the day, classes-wise, between middle school and high school?
So my first four periods of the day, one are at the high school, and then fifth and sixth period are at Sager Middle School.
All right. And one of our mottos at College Place is doing school different. How do you think that statement describes you as a teacher?
My goal as a teacher, why I love the arts, I think the arts are something that enrich us and can really help us understand the world around us. And so my entire goal for any student that walks into any of my classes is to have an appreciation and an understanding of how the arts can impact their lives, whether it's as an observer, as a creator, as a participant. Whatever that may be, art can enrich their life for the rest of their life. And so in order to achieve that goal, I try to make my assignments and information and presentation as hands-on and as informative as they can be so that students have an appreciation for all aspects of the theater and all aspects of creating music and where it comes from.
All right. Before I ask the next question, what year of teaching are you in right now?
This is my sixth year of teaching total and my fourth year here at College Place High School.
Okay. So what do you love the most about teaching?
I think I love the relationships and the fact that every day is different. I love watching students get to explore a new side of themselves in acting, in creating music. I love that it's not a day-to-day thing. I get to watch young musicians and young artists growing and maturing. And it's never boring. I get to form relationships and just watch them grow into these amazing young people, watching our first class graduate last year and seeing how far they came. I think that's what I love most.
So now we talked about what you love most. What do you find that's most challenging?
I think the most challenging is helping people understand that the arts really are a part of all of our lives and that they can benefit from it. Because I think students come into my class sometimes in theater arts and they are scared, thinking, I'm not an actor, I don't want to be on stage, this is going to be awful. And so helping them understand, or finding a way of helping them understand, that no matter what their other parts of the theater, maybe they want to be backstage, maybe they find an interest in the lights, in sound, in playwriting or set design. And so trying to help them see and understand that, I think, is probably the most challenging.
How do you, just out of curiosity, how do you go about actually getting them into the role where they're going to be most successful?
Well, every student in the classroom gets a chance to do all roles. So they do partner scenes, we do character analysis, so they understand how to create a character, and then we do a tech theater unit, and they're put in groups, and so we'll read a play together, and they have to do a set design. We do a sound unit where we get to create a radio show, and we do a lighting unit. And so in this process, you can kind of see some of them will stand out more, or they'll find that they really, really love that passion. They'll come be like, that's really cool. I want to help with the winter play. I want to work backstage. I want to try this. So I think just exposing them to all those things and helping them become aware of the different roles, they start kind of developing an interest, and it becomes prominent.
Okay. If you could teach one unit, like every week of the year, you love the most, what would that be?
I think that's a hard one. I think in the theater world, it would be character development, because I think it is the most fun thing to get to delve into how to break apart a character from a script. I think it's really fun to get to see people understand how to take apart a character and bring it to life and make it their own. In the choral world, I get to experience it every day. I mean, we get to rehearse and make music every day. So I kind of get to live that every day, and making voices, hearing each other, making music, and just getting to polish pieces is really fun.
And finally, you're the advisor for Key Club and Drama. Tell us about your role and what exactly those clubs do.
So my role is the faculty advisor for Key Club. And Key Club is a high school division. It's international. It comes from Kiwanis. And so I serve as a facilitator for students here at school. I help them develop projects, help them to run meetings. But really the goal for Key Club is developing student-led service leadership. I mean, so I really serve as an advisor for them in that full capacity, which is great, helping them figure out how to be successful in going about fundraisers and community service projects and giving back to their community and helping them achieve leadership roles. I work with Kiwanis, so I kind of act as the intercessor with our Kiwanis advisor, since we fall under them. And then Drama Club, I am the advisor for them. So I help our student officers plan meetings, plan events, coordinate events appropriately. And then I also function as the high school play director.
All right. Again, we've been talking to College Place High School and Sager Middle School teacher Sarah Thompson, teaches both choir and drama. And we will continue with the Hawks Halftime Show right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Breaking news, Total Comfort Solutions now does plumbing. That's right, folks, you heard it here first. Your favorite HVAC company is now offering plumbing services such as drain clearing, leak fixing, and toilet unclogging. Call now and mention this ad to receive 10% off your next plumbing call. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here at halftime, where the College Place Hawks lead the Clay Ellen Warriors 30-0. We're about 4 minutes down left in the halftime break here. Little review of the action from the first half. College Place, Clay Ellen actually, I believe, won the toss and received, and they went a quick three and out with no yardage gained. College Place ended up getting the ball after a really good punt return by Tanner Schreindel back to the 37-yard line. And they went, I believe from memory, they went four plays in 37 yards, capped by a five-yard touchdown run by quarterback Brian Gerald. And so the Hawks drew first blood. They were on the board first with 8:12 to go in the first quarter, and it was 6-0 Hawks. Then they again would just totally dominate and stuff the Clealum defense, get the ball back at midfield where they would go down and go 50 yards in five plays. Highlights on that were a 9-yard completion to Tanner Schreindel on 3rd and 7, which he got most of by himself. And then finally it was a 16-yard pass play on 3rd and 10 from the 16, Brian Gerald to senior Braden Schwartz, who made an outstanding over-the-shoulder catch just over and beyond the defender deep in the left corner of the end zone right at the pylon. At first it looked like he was turned the wrong way. At the last possible second, adjusted 180 degrees, got his hands up, and hauled it in just before going out of bounds in the left corner of the end zone for the score. And then out of the bizarre swinging gate formation, which College Place has run tonight on the extra point, senior George Garcia carried it in from 2 yards out, and with 6:28 to go, it was 14-0. Clealum got a little bit of offense. They actually got a first down after they brought their starting quarterback for last week, Cole Robbins, back out on the field for the third possession. We don't really know why he wasn't out there for the first two, but he was out there for the third. And he came out and got the Warriors moving at least for one first down, but that drive would stall. And again, it was College Place with great field position as we started action in the second quarter. And it was actually after an interception by Christian Kelsey that set them up with a short field on the second possession. But finally, in the second quarter, early in the second quarter, Renee Sanchez took it in from 12 yards out on a draw, again running the two-point conversion on a Jorge Garcia run, just breaking tackles and plowing into the end zone. With 10:56 to go, it was 20-0. The Hawks would get it back again after a 33-yard punt return by Schreindel, set them up with outstanding field position, first and goal at the 7. They would get it actually the 8, and on the 3rd and 2, they threw an incomplete pass in the corner of the end zone, then ran a draw play to George Garcia down to the 2-yard line. Looked like they might have a short field, 3rd and goal at the 2, but then they were flagged for a 15-yard unsportsmanlike, moved it back to the 17, and they were unable to convert from there. And actually, Gerald threw an interception, desperation, on 4th and goal from the 17 that was picked off by Moen for a touchback. Well, back claim came Clealum, unable to do anything with it again, and they would punt the ball. And this time, junior Tanner Schreiner would take it from his own 47, break a couple tackles, run to his left. Looked like he was down at about the 25-yard line. He just emerged from a pile of bodies, spun away from him, and showed great closing speed, taking him to the end zone from 53 yards out. And with that, after the two-point conversion pass from Brian Gerald again to Tanner Schreindel, it was the score we're at now, 30-0 with 5:55 to go. Hawks actually ended up turning over on downs on their last full possession of the first half on 4th and 8. Jesus Moreno just threw the ball over the head of Braden Schwartz, who was actually open down at about the 25-yard line of the Warriors. We're going to go over a review of the stats here as we're almost ready for action. Clealum has no players with positive rushing. Quarterback Cole Robbins, 5 carries for minus 19 yards. He's 2 for 7, 1 interception for 12 yards, both of those going to Joey Moen. Total offense, Clealum, minus 7 yards. And 1 first down. Hawks led in rushing by George Garcia, 6 carries, 61 yards. Renee Sanchez has the 1 touchdown from 12 yards, and Gerald 4 for 20. Passing, Gerald 4 for 11, 1 interception, 52 yards, 1 touchdown. He had a 23-yard completion to Rafe Swanson, which actually got stripped, and he The return was brought all the way back down to up at that, the Hawk 30, but that drive stalled. So two things, the Hawks can shore up despite being up 30-0. They have two turnovers, one via fumble and one via interception, and they had six penalties for 45 yards. But they will get the ball first here to start the second half.
Yeah, the Hawks totally dominated the first half. And they could run the ball all they wanted to and run the clock down as well. And Cleo is hard, you know, having a sophomore quarterback, and he's obviously young and inexperienced, and he's just getting eaten alive, and he's panicked a few times and throwing the ball up for grabs. We could have thrown the ball away or run out of bounds, and it's really pretty lopsided.
I was going to say the Hawks were going to come out of the south end zone. That's where they were all lined up to get this kickoff from Cole Becht, excuse me, but they were on the wrong side. So everybody had to do a flip-flop here. Now the Hawks will be coming out of the north end zone, moving from left to right here toward Highway 125, as back deep will be Schreindel, and I believe that Schwartz on the far side to take the kickoff from Beck here to start the second half. 30-0 here as we start action here in the third quarter. Hawks scoring on three of their five possessions. Of course, they had the one touchdown via special teams, 53 yards by Tanner Schreindel. Beck to tee it off here. Lines are set. Warriors in their white tops and maroon bottoms and maroon helmets. Hawks navy tops and bottoms. Beck approaches. Line shot kick. Schreindel fielding about his 18-yard line up the right side, 25-30. Braz and Alley still going, reverses the field. He's open field, crosses the midline, 45-40, still going, winding, turning, spinning, still going, spinning, and finally dropped. All the way down is Tanner Schreindel at the 20-yard line. And a little bit of extracurricular there by Andrew Hastings with an unnecessary piling on, no call. But a 62-yard kickoff returned by Schreindel with, again, outstanding field position for the Hawks at the 18-yard line of the Warriors.
That was a great run, a couple of shifts and some missed tackles and a little extracurricular activity. I think a little frustration sitting in here. Hopefully the officials take care of that real quick because things can happen, unfortunately.
Hash mark right, 1st and 10 at the Warrior 20-yard line. Gerald in shotgun, flanked by Garcia. Just underway here, third quarter. Hawks lead 30-0. Man in motion across the formation and fake the handoff. Gerald keeps the ball up the middle. He's stuffed, tries to break away, spins, still going, and finally dropped for a short loss back at the, we'll call it the 22-yard line, loss of 2, 2nd and 12.
The good thing about having a good-sized lead like this is some of the younger players, or less inexperienced players, can be on the field, get some playing time, run the clock down, run the ball, be successful, and end the game.
Double wides either side for the Hawks. Garcia again to flank Gerald as they're looking at their wristbands, calling the play from the sideline. 2nd and 12, hash mark right from the Warrior 22. Everybody's checking to see what the play is on their wristbands. Long, long delay here. Finally, we're going to snap the ball here. Back to pass as Gerald looks to throw. Looking, he's going to hang it up for the end zone right side. Swanson, back of the end zone. But he realized he was running out of real estate there back by the right pylon. He was open, but the throw was late, and it is incomplete. 3rd and 12 at the 22.
Yeah, he was out open for a little while there, but the throw was, definitely overthrown.
So, yeah, Rafe realized, hey, I'm open, and I could catch this, but he also realized he was going to have to drag his feet, and in the process, the ball went sailing over his head. Nothing he could do about that. 3rd and 12 at the 22. Garcia again to flank Gerald, double wides either side. 10:50 to go here in the third. Lines are set. We have movement on the Cleveland line. Ball is snapped, and then everything kind of winds down in slow motion. Gerald just kind of flips it at the feet of the on-rushing defender as we are going to have an illegal procedure called against the Hawks. 5-yard penalty, 7th penalty for 50 yards. So mark off 5 back to the 27. So uncharacteristically, the Hawks going backwards after the 62-yard initial kickoff return by Tanner Schreindel.
Hawks coach is yelling at the officials there. He didn't like that call at all. He's definitely giving them an earful.
Donald Pons is saying, what did we do? It looks like they jumped. And anyway,
I think he's right.
Third and 17 at the 27. Hawks have to get down to the 10.
I think the officials got that one wrong.
Gerald will come over to the sideline to get the play call in here from Coach Pons. Clock running 10:47 and counting. Hawks lead 30-0 here in this non-conference battle between Cle Elum and College Place. Again, a reminder, College Place will start SCAC East play next week against fourth-ranked Connell on the road. Going to send Moreno out to the right along with Schweindel. Two wides out left. Garcia to flank Gerald in the backfield. Third and 17, showing blitzes. Cle Elum back to pass. Gerald straight back. Rush pressure on. He's going to get spun down. Tries to get away. Still trying to get away. And finally dropped. Clear back at the 40-yard line is Brian Gerald. As there's two rushers totally unblocked from the left side. I got to believe that was a blown blocking assignment. Minus 13 yards. And the Hawks, who started at the 20, have a fourth and 30 at the Cle Elum 40-yard line.
Yeah, a couple missed blocks there. That was... when he got the ball, he had no chance at all on that play. That was a blown play.
Looked like Gerald might be able to keep that play alive just from his own athleticism, but there were too many swarming Warriors at the 40-yard line.
Luckily, there were no turnovers, though. Just go down, take up, and take a knee.
Late man coming on here. Two men coming on. Moreno to punt. I believe that's going to be Moen back deep. Lions are set. High snap. Moreno's going to get it off, wobbly, end-over-end kick down the right side, going to hit and take a huge roll for the Hawks inside the 10, down by Schwartz, down at the 8-yard line. So it turns out favorably for the Hawks, 32-yard punt, first one of the night for Moreno, I might add, no return, first and 10 Warriors at their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, they got them backed up, Hawks got Cleveland backed up. The Hawks want to put all the pressure on the quarterback. Now he's going to throw the ball and possibly cause another turnover.
Trying to see where they're going to mark this. I thought it was the 8. Yes, we'll call it the 8-yard line. First and 10 for the white-shirted, maroon-panted Cle Elum Warriors from the SCAC West. Robbins, the junior quarterback, and shotgun, flanked by Oshattis in the backfield. Hand the ball off right side, trying to get away. Oshattis, he is lit up. Deep in the backfield, huge loss on the play by Schreindel. Back at the 2-yard line, loss of 6 on the play will bring up 2nd and 16.
Wouldn't be a bad idea for all our blitz here, get a safety and get some more points on the board. Because I'm panicking right now. They can't move the ball at all. They've got no offense at all, and they can't stop us. They can't stop call space on defense.
2nd and 16, Warriors at their own 2-yard line here. Their first possession of the second half here. Robbins again in shotgun, flanked, I believe, by Oshattis back there. White's to either side. They're coming with the blitz. The ball's in the end zone. He is wrapped up, swarmed under, had no chance. It was a low snap, and he is stuffed in the backfield by Braden Schwartz for the safety. So 8:21 to go here in the third quarter, and that'll stretch the Hawk lead to 32-0, and Schwartz had the sack for the safety last week, and I believe he, again, had the tackle there. But they take your pick from about three Hawks as Cole Robbins had a low snap, had to go down to the ground to get it. When by the time he tried to pick it back up, Schwartz tackled him in the end zone.
Yeah, Coach, Hawks read my mind. Coach read my mind on the blitz right there. Got a safety. That was a perfect call at the perfect time.
So, again, that'll result in a safety, 2 points. Mick stretches the lead to 32-0. Warriors will have a free kick at their own 20-yard line. Now, understand in high school you can either punt or place kick the ball. If you do punt it, it is a live ball. You don't just let it roll dead or something like that. You have to down it. It is a free kick live ball. So, again, they can punt or place kick it from the 20-yard line. So Hawks should get good field position out of this. 8:28 to go here in the third, leading 32-0 in a game that they have totally dominated statistically and on the scoreboard. Cle Elum minus 15 yards total offense. Hawks with 135, 83 rushing and 52 passing, but that was after minus 17 in offense so far in the third quarter. They went backwards after the 62-yard kickoff return by Tanner Schreindel. So it looks like they're going to punt the ball. Becht will punt it. Again, he'll punt it from the 20-yard line. Challenge here is you're not used to this as a kicking team, and there's a chance you can be offsides. Beck will just take a 2-yard run-up, just kick a line shot kick, fielded by Schreindel at his own 38. Everything winds down because I don't think we had her ready for play.
No, I don't think the officials are. Anybody was really ready for that kick.
And, wow, Tanner Schreindel throws it back to the official, and he just threw that ball 45 yards.
Could be a quarterback.
So we're going to put Schreindel in at some sort of a flanker pass or something in the future. He just said, here, ref, here's the ball back, and he literally threw it 45 yards down the field. So I don't think we had a line ready for play. Becht again to punt it. We'll try it all over again. He just takes a two-step run up here, and we'll kick the ball. And this is a live ball, free kick after the safety. 32-0 Hawks here, 8:28 to go in the third. Becht approaches the ball off the side of his foot, fielded by Garcia at the 44, and he's going to go down and down it right there.
Smart play.
So Garcia says, I'm not going to take any chances. Let's just take it right here. He's kind of fielded like a shortstop on the bounce, goes down and just knocks it down and falls on it at the Cleellum 44-yard line. So outstanding field position for the Hawks from there.
Yeah, smart play, great field position, stops the ball first and 10 on their sideline, on their end of the field. Perfect.
So we'll call it the 44-yard line, hash mark, right out come the Hawks with Moreno off here to the right with Schreindel. Swanson and Schwartz out left. Garcia to flank Gerald in the backfield. Four-man front for the Hawks. Now Garcia shifts to the right side of Gerald, calling the signals. Lines are set. Snap back, hand the ball up the middle of George. Wide open field inside the 40, still going inside the 35. Wrapped up and dropped, but he has another first down in the arms of Dustin Hansberry down at the 30, we'll call it the 33-yard line. Give George an 11-yard run, another Hawks first down.
Another great run by the Hawks. Just keep running the ball. Again, we can't stop them. Keep running the ball. Eat the clock up, score some points, close the game out.
That coming again from a kid in his second game of varsity action. Again, he is an SCAC East first team goalie, a great athlete.
Give the Hawks
first and 10 at the 33-yard line. Gerald in shotgun. Snap back again. Hand the ball off Garcia. Open field inside the 25. Inside the 20. Still going. Rolling inside the 10. Carries two men down to the, we'll call it right at the 10-yard line. We're going to spot him down. But George Garcia, 23 yards, and another Hawk first down.
Yeah, give the Hawks offensive line some credit. They open up some holes, and Cleellum is just on the back of their heels. They can't tackle. They can't block them. They can't do anything.
Senior running back, 8 carries for 95 yards on the night. His shortest run is 6 yards. First and, we'll call it first and goal, Hawks at the 10-yard line. Here comes the ready for play. And, man, Marvin, I say just pound it right up the middle. They can't stop George.
They can't stop
anybody. Mr. Garcia, our pregame guest here, first and 10 at the 10, two wides left, Swanson slotted right, hand the ball off up the middle. Garcia wide open, just plows his way down to the 3-yard line, 7-yard run for Garcia. That's going to put him over the 100-yard mark, 9 carries for 102 yards for the senior George Garcia. Second and goal, Hawks at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, they just totally dominated. The Lions totally dominated. Open the holes. It's crazy. They just running the ball all day long.
And George Garcia kind of limping off just a little bit, favoring a leg there. Rene Sanchez, who carried earlier for a 12-yard score, checks in. Second and goal from the 3-yard line. Receivers Swanson and Schreindel switching places. Gerald in shotgun, flanked by Sanchez. Long count here, going to hand the ball off right up the middle, and Sanchez just kind of dances into the end zone. Huge hole, drive a truck through it, and Sanchez takes it in from 3 yards out, and the Hawks go up 38-0 on the second touchdown for Renee Sanchez.
Yeah, give the Hawks credit. They're not letting up at all. They're keeping the score going, and they're playing hard without giving up, because you never know what happens with games like this. Teams come back all the time. They're relentless.
They're keeping the proverbial foot on the pedal.
Exactly. Yeah, clearly Kalen has no answer to it, no matter what they do.
So here we come with the extra point with Gerald to hold for Moreno, we think, but they've run this goofy two-point attempt out of this. Sanchez is just kind of moving around like, which side do I go on? He's going to go to the left side. Looks like they might actually kick it this time. Moreno with Gerald to hold. Snap. They're going to fake it. He's going to roll to his left. Looking. Fires out in the flat. That ball through the hands and incomplete at, I believe that was Tanner Schreindel. 6:39 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Hawks 38 and Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Play. 6:39 to go, and the Hawks go up 38-0 after the second touchdown of the night by sophomore running back Renee Sanchez. He scores from 3 yards out, and the Hawks take a commanding 38-0 lead on a drive that dominated by runs by George Garcia, just plowing through the Clealum defense as he's now, like I said, over 100 yards. Kickoff time here for Jesus Moreno to kick off to Settler and Riley. Moving from left to right of the Hawks, here's the boot by Moreno. Approach, end over end, deep, fielded by, I think that's Settler back at his own 8-yard line, up crossing the 20, spins away from one man, and everybody rolls in and finishes him off at the 23-yard line. So gives Sattler a 15-yard return. Clealum first and 10 at their own 23. Last drive, of course, they started first and 10 at their 8. Loss of 6, and then the fumble in the end zone. Schwartz finishing off Robbins for the safety. Short kickoff down by Garcia, and then it was Garcia himself with the big runs. Wasn't able to be out there for the glory, though. Renee Sanchez finishes up with a 3-yard run.
Yeah, the score being 38-0. Hopefully the officials get it going and make sure there's no extracurricular activities, because a lot of times frustration sets in and you have injuries and fights and stuff like that. So hopefully it's keep the game tight and have nobody get hurt. Nothing crazy going on.
Now, if we have one more College Play score, we could see the unthinkable, where we might have a running clock to the benefit of College Plays. This obviously is the biggest, so far the most lopsided win in program history. 38-0 Hawks with 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. Clealum unable to do anything offensively. I have them unofficially for minus 15 yards on the ground, minus 27 yards. Robbins will be in shotgun. Snap back is high, barely gets it. He is immediately swarmed under and dropped. Tanner Schreindel coming in from the left corner on a blitz, and just no chance. Just as soon as Robbins was back in his stance to try to throw the ball, he is stuffed for a 12-yard loss back at the – they're going to say at the 10-yard line. So I'm going to put him down for minus 13 – back at the 10. It'll bring up second and 23 at the 10-yard line. O'Shattis to flank Robbins. Long count. Hand the ball off right side. O'Shattis is stretching it out. Kyler Filan's going to hit him and drop him for a loss. Back at the 7-yard line. And, wow, this is shocking. Third and 25 back at the 7-yard line. And we have a player down, and we will take a timeout. I think, hold on a second, he's going to pop up, is Filan. So hold on a second here. And it looks like Filan's just going to kind of run off on his own power. I think we'll just keep it right here Parker Dowd checks in.
Excuse me, that was great. It's question like contact with the college players put himself in the quarterback up after you got hit. The running back up has been knocked down.
I noticed that. I mean,
that was awesome.
That's really good sportsmanship. I appreciate that. Yep. I'll tell you maybe a quick story here. We were talking about Fenway Park earlier. I'll tell you a story from that left me very impressed. Third and 25, Cleellum at their own 7-yard line. O'Shattis to flank Robbins in the backfield. College plays again looking blitz. Rolling to his left is firing for dear life. And incomplete on the flat. Attempted for Moen up at about the 15-yard line. Incomplete. So I was at Fenway Park. And national anthem, both teams on either foul line. And the anthem ended. And I just kind of looked around for a second. The Mariners were still lined up along the left field foul line. And then Red Sox were in the dugout, getting ready for the game. Mariners were standing along left field foul line. Then I realized they were waiting for the colors to leave the field. And I was really impressed by that. Everybody else was going to do their own thing. The anthem was over. The Mariners stayed put until the colors left the field. Fourth and 25. Robbins is back in shotgun formation. They've got the ball at their own 7, and Cleveland will call a timeout, and so will we. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Vacation time is coming and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postalannix. Did you know that Postalannix is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process. From pictures to paperwork to a check for payment, we'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Postalannix, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Yep, welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. 5:02 to go here in the third quarter. I stand corrected. Running clock is after 40 points. It's 38-0 right now. Just a reminder, you, for just $10, you can participate in the College Place Boosters second annual fall raffle. Boosters will be raffling off a Seahawks ticket package that includes 4 home tickets for a November 4th home game versus the L.A. Chargers and a hotel stay. We will draw the winning ticket on our last football game Friday, October 22nd. You do not need to be present to win. Get your tickets at the high school or from Scott and Amy Kasinga here at the game here as well. But I'm sure they would sell those booster tickets at the high school. That's coming up again, raffle for the November 4th Seahawks game. I want to make sure I give you a heads up, too, on action in the College Place campus later on. But here's a snap back. High going back to get it is Becht under pressure. End over end kick, fielded up short at the 37-yard line. Schwartz open field inside the 20. It's a huge block. He's going to get hit and dropped at the 1-yard line. And they're going to say they have a flag back. As going back is Tyce Heiner, and they're going to say that was, what's that?
Clip.
That was not a clip. He had his head in the front, and it was just a blindside block, and I'm not exactly sure what they're going to call, but it looked like Heiner had the shoulder in front, but the man, that he was not expecting that block at all. It was what you would call a pancake block, and that player is down. We're going to take a timeout here, injury timeout. Listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So they're going to say that was a crack back block, a blindside block, 15 yards. It's a new that's a new signal where the referee takes his fists and bangs them together in front of his chest that our athletic director, Kenneth James, explained to us last week, that's a rule change. So it will be a 15-yard penalty. So wipe out the huge return by Schwartz. They're going to spot the ball back at the 37-yard line. So net, let's see here. I'm trying to sort this all out. Schwartz caught it at the 42. The previous line, I believe, was the 7. So that was a 35-yard punt by Cole Becht. The block was at the 22-yard line. I'm just pausing here for effect. So it is, essentially that was a 20-yard punt return by Schwartz before the penalty. And your player coming off his college place tonight on punt returns has really honestly been absolutely ridiculous, highlighted by the 53-yard punt return by Tanner Schreindel for a score in the second quarter. But even after the penalty, they have tremendous field position, first and 10 at the Warrior 37-yard line. And now where are we going? We're going to take a little trip back to the 39-yard line. Okay. So it's still a 15-yard penalty. I'm going to take 2 yards away. I'm going to give Braden 18 yards officially on that punt return. Spot the ball back at the 39 as we've had a long stoppage of play, the player coming off after he just got smacked down there by, I believe that was Tyce Heiner.
Yeah, he never saw that block coming.
He never saw the block coming at all. I didn't think it was a clip. Crackback, maybe, yes, yeah. But he just didn't see it coming at all.
Those are the ones that hurt the most. The ones
oh, my goodness, yes.
I played a lot of football, and those, you got his bell rung for sure.
So ball spotted at the right hash mark of the Warrior 39-yard line. Again, rushing tonight, 9 carries, 102 yards for George Garcia. Renee Sanchez, 2 carries, 15 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Gerald is also throwing 1 touchdown to Braden Schwartz. Really kind of quiet tonight in the passing so far. Gerald, 4 for 12, 1 interception, 52 yards, 1 score. Actually, no yardage passing so far in the second half for the Hawks. They lead 38-0 here with 4:49 to go here in the third quarter. Again, if we get past 40, we'll have a continuous running clock that will only stop for scores and the end of the quarter. Garcia will flank Gerald with 3 wides out left and 1 to the right. 4-man front for the Warriors. Snap, hand the ball off right side, a little bit of running room. Garcia lowers his shoulder, gets a short gain. We have a late flag down to the 38-yard line. Now all of a sudden we have all kinds of laundry coming out. Give Garcia a 1-yard gain. That looked like a dead ball play. And we have a dead ball unsportsmanlike against Cleolum. So I'm getting a little chippy out there. As again, the Warriors have driven considerable distance to get here. And I've got that down for their first penalty of the night. That's going to be a 15-yard walk-off, as you're talking about a 3.5-hour drive from Cleolum Roslyn area down here to College Place. So in the SCAC, the South Central Athletic Conference, this is the longest possible road trip that I'm aware of that you can go on. We've been to Goldendale 2 years ago, which was quite a trip down to the Columbia Gorge, but this is quite a drive for Cleolum. First and 10, Hawks at the 24-yard line. Double wides either side. Gerald in shotgun, flanked again by George Garcia, I believe. long count, snap back, fake the handoff, fire out in the flat. Schrandel tries to get some open field, cuts inside the 25. Man has hold of his shirt, but he still goes clear down, does Tanner, down to the 10-yard line. 13-yard pitch and catch is, again, great speed shown by the junior receiver Schrandel for a first down, first and 10 at the Warrior 10-yard line. Back come the Hawks again quickly. Going to send Parker Dowd out to the right. Again, though, calling in the play from the sideline. Everybody kind of stands and looks around. Gerald has the play. Dowd will move now in slot right with Garcia, I believe, flanking. Now moving to his right of Gerald. Snap back. Pitch the ball right side. Rene Sanchez actually is hit. Spins. Keeps going. Tries to break away. Keeps spinning. Shows great drive in getting 1 yard. I mean, exciting run by Rene Sanchez, turning about a 2 yard loss into a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, those were good moves. Kept his hips going, legs driving forward, and got at least 1 yard out of it.
We'll call it second and goal from the 9. Two wides out left, two right. Moreno and Dowd out to the right. Looks like Swanson and Schwartz out to the left. Actually, it's Schrindel out to the left. And again, Sanchez will flank Gerald on second and goal from the 9. 3:28 clock running here, third quarter. Schrindel shifts to the right side, so you have three wides out right. Ball middle of the field. Gerald in shotgun. Snap back, back to throw, looking to pass. Fires out the flat. That ball through the hands of the defender, then incomplete. So over there on the, just kind of a misthrown ball, Riley Wallace down about the 2 yard line. Ball intended for, I believe, Parker Dowd, through the hands of the defender, but incomplete. So Hawks live to play again. Third and goal at the 9.
Yeah, that was a risky pass. I thought he was really lucky that was dropped.
So here we go, third and goal from the 9. Sanchez to flank Mr. Gerald. Two wides either side. Dowd and Schrindel will shift places. Double wide. Dowd actually slotted left. Short slot left. Sanchez in the backfield. Long count. Hand the ball off. Draw play. Sanchez, all kinds of room. Still going inside the 5. Down near the goal line, spot him down right at the 1 yard line. Rene Sanchez, 8 yard gain. It'll bring up fourth down, but fourth down and goal from the 1. Sanchez, 4 carries, 24 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Hawks better just keep running the ball. And Phillips not really stopping his end of the game. To keep running the ball every play.
So Sanchez gets his shoe back on. Now they switch places again. Schrindel Dowd. It's like, why don't you guys line up there to begin with? Fourth and goal at the 1, 2:30 to go, third quarter clock running. Long count, Gerald. He's going to hand the ball off Sanchez right up the middle, and there is just a huge hole again. Very similar to the last one, and Rene Sanchez takes it out, takes it in from 1 yard out. His third score of the night, and the Hawks go up 44-0.
Yeah, it's obvious what the Hawks are going to do, but can't stop them with what they do. So, yeah, like I said, just keep running the ball, run the clock off, and game's over. Essentially, it was over in the first quarter, honestly, but the Hawks just keep running the ball, and they're doing a great job. Totally domination of every asset of the game. Cleo has no way to enough.
So here we go. Gerald to hold for Jesus Moreno. Hawks yet to be successful on an extra point kick. Lines are set. Snap, high one. Kick away up. And it is what? It is something. It is good. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter. Your score, Hawks 45. Clealum nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
How many times have you said it? I can't believe summer is almost over. Tough to swallow, but true. Get ready for end-of-season yard care right now. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, has a huge selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Find garden shoes, work gloves, and, of course, fall fertilizers. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends and ask about weekly specials. Shop your True Value hardware store, L&G Ranch Supply, off Tostig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, L&G Ranch Supply.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field, where the Hawks in dominating fashion tonight. 14 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, 15 in the third, 45-0 here. Yet to be scored on this year are the Hawks here at home. 2:21 to go in the third. We will now have running clock as we've now exceeded a 40-point difference here. And back deep. Again, I believe we have Riley and Sattler as Marino to kick the ball off. Just a line shot kick. Going to hit at about the 10. Going back at about the 5 to get that ball is actually Wallace. And he's going to be hit and dropped at the 18-yard line. So give Wallace. And the kind of an ooh and ah from the crowd as Wallace was hit very hard up there. And first and 10, Warriors at their own 18-yard line.
Oh, Hawks are looking to get not to let any points scored. I think that's their biggest thing right now is getting another shutout, have a goose egg. And they're lucky because they only had good field position a couple times and came up short. So hopefully, for Hawks' sake, they can shut them out.
So after our marathon game last week, which ended at 10 o'clock, we're going to have running clock here for the rest of the game. Barring something bizarre, 45-0 Hawks, 1:31 to go and counting. So the only time the clock will stop is for scores and end of period. Robbins in shotgun, snap back, hand the ball up the middle, and just diving headlong up to the, pausing here for the fact, the 19-yard line for a gain of 1 is Sky O'Shattis, who had 65 yards running last week. This week, a different story, 11 carries for minus 10 yards. How about the line for Cole Robbins? 6 carries, minus 32 yards. Second down, and I'll call it a short 9 here for the Warriors from their own 19-yard line.
It's crazy. A lot of teams, you know, obviously they're down. The Cleveland's all behind, and they want to throw the ball, trying to throw the ball downfield, but they fake the throw and go for the run. It's nothing seems to be working for
O'Shattis with Robbins and shotgun. He flanks him, four-man front for the Hawks. Fake the handoff, rolling to his right. Robbins looking, fires downfield. That ball at the feet of Moen up at about the 26-yard line. Incomplete passing on the night. Robbins is 2 for 9, 1 interception, 12 yards. So two completions to the offense, two completions to the defense, if you count the pick that Kelsey took against Austin Warren in the first quarter. So Hawks cleaned up the turnover bug. They had two turnovers in the first half. And here we go. That's the end of three quarters. The end of three quarters of play here from Hawks Field. You score Hawks 45, Warriors nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
just sit back and listen to a little bit of Neil Diamond. Now we're back here at Hawks Field, starting action here in the fourth quarter. Of course, Sweet Caroline over the intercom here. 45-0 Hawks, totally dominating fashion. Again, from here on out, we will have running clock, only stopping for scores and the end of game. So we are not going to have, I know it's going to break the heart of our board operators tonight. we're going to have a shorter game here, I believe. Robbins here on 3rd and 9 at his own 19-yard line. Shotgun, high snap. And here comes Schweindel coming in from the left side. Yes. He is going to swarm him under, another sack on a corner blitz from Tanner Schweindel. Down goes Cole Robbins, clear back at the, looks like the 13-yard line, minus 6 yards, punting time for Clay Ellum.
Again, you know, on blowouts, you hate to see unsportsmanlike conduct, you hate to see injuries. You know, you almost want the game just to be over, just to make sure everyone's safe.
Back to punt it to Schwartz or Schweindel, and that's just been the two-headed monster here for Clay Ellum on punt returns, as they've just set up short field after short field. Lines are set, snap back is low, through his hands, and back into the end zone. He's going to roll to his left, and there's four guys chasing him in the end zone, and he's going to get swarmed under and dropped for a safety. Safety. So I'm going to see, it looks like Marino might have had the finish off. That's who I'm going to give credit, but there were three guys back there. Safety will make it 47-0. So Becht with a loss of 13 as the snap rolled to him, and by the time he got it, that it was just too late to do anything with it, and he swarmed under as he tried to roll to his left side unsuccessfully. And so it's going to be another safety on the night. Hawks go up 47-0. Clock does stop on the score. We have 11:08 to go.
Well, the thing about too is about the scores. You know, I coach a lot of different sports, and I tell my teams, you know, you may be winning by a lot, but every once in a while you're going to be on the opposite side of that. So be good sports, I'm going to score up and try to be safe and let the game get over with and go home. So hopefully we have no more extracurricular activities and the game gets over. Let them in 8 seconds and we'll go home.
So here we go with this same free kick. Becht is going to punt it to Schwartz or Schweindel. And he's going to take a two-step approach here at his own 20. Again, this is a live ball. You do have to cover it. And here's the kick. Boy, he kicked it from the 22. That ball's going to hit. Go get it. Schweindel coming up the field at his own 45, crossing midfield, trying to get it blocked. Breaks one tackle, 45-40, cuts back inside, finally dropped down at the 32-yard line. Give Schweindel a 25-yard punt return. Again, just showing shifty, open field running. And, man, they just can't bring him down in the open field. He earlier had a 62-yard kickoff return. That goes in the kickoff return category, too. Hawks in business at the 32-yard line, first and 10.
Killen could see beside anybody. It doesn't matter what they're doing, whether it be punt return, kick return, pass run. It's just total domination by it.
So 47-0 now. Gerald still in at quarterback. 10:20 to go. Clock running again. We will have running clock for the rest of the game. First and 10, hash mark left at the Clay Ellum 32. Bunch of backups in there offensively for the Hawks, as I see Gavin Geis out there in the left receiver position. Gerald in at shotgun. Looks to the officials for a time. When he gets down to 5 seconds, they'll snap it. And he goes, yes, okay. And there's your snap. Hand the ball off Garcia up the middle. Just rolls to his right. Breaks one tackle. Carries a tackler, Dustin Hansberry, down to the 30-yard line. Give George a 2-yard gain. And so far on the night, 11 carries, 105 yards for George Garcia and his backup, Rene Sanchez, 5 carries, 25 yards, 3 touchdowns. As big Corey Jeffries coming out, 2nd and 8 Hawks at the 30. And again, Gerald will look to the official to let him know as they want to run as much clock off here as possible. Garcia will flank Gerald in the back field. 9 minutes to go and clock running. Gerald looks for the signal and gets it. Snap back, hand the ball up again. No, Gerald's going to keep it off the right side. Open field inside the 25, spin down to the 20-yard line, carrying two men with him. But quarterback Brian Gerald on the keep, 10 yards down to the 20, first and 10 Hawks from there.
You kind of wish the Hawks could bottle up some of the score and save it for the next game.
Well, last year we lost to Connell 50-0, and by the time we got back to school on Monday, it was a 2-0 win because they had an ineligible player. That was kind of odd. Wow. First and 10, hash mark right for the Hawks at the Warrior 20-yard line. Clock running, 8:24 to go, 47-0 Hawks. We have been on the short end of games like this for a couple years now, and although it's really hard for the Warriors, I'm sure, it's got to make the Hawks feel great, and they're going to call a timeout, and so will we. We'll take a 30-second timeout listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. 8:09 to go here in the game. 47-0 Hawks. Action coming up in Hawks Athletics tomorrow, 10 a.m. Cross country at Sandstone Middle School in Hermiston for a varsity invitational. That's both the boys and girls cross country teams. And next Thursday, 6:30. At the Hawks gym hosting Riverview in SCAC East action. Friday, cross-country varsity invitational at Union High School, Catherine Creek Invitational, and, of course, our game next Friday, 7 o'clock at Connell. Out comes, I believe that's Riley Moyer now in at quarterback on a first and 10. He's going to fake the handoff, keep the ball up the middle. Moyer dropped by Moen for a loss back at the 23-yard line. So just look for all kinds of backups here for the Hawks. Second and 13 from the 23. Moyer in shotgun, flanked by Sanchez, who scored three times tonight. Double wides either side with Doubt and Strebe now in on either side. Double wide to the side, second and 13. Moyer in shotgun, showing blitz. Cleellum, hand the ball up the middle. Sanchez trying to break one tackle. Can't quite get away from Moen as he had some running room. He does get a four-yard gain on the draw, but if he just would have been able to shake that one leg, he had all kinds of running room, but he is stopped. Third down, and we'll call it 10, back to the 20-yard line. Third down and 10 from there.
Yeah, look, he may have had a touchdown going all the way. He broke that one.
Moyer in shotgun, flanked by Sanchez. Double wides either side. Five-man Cleal in front. Long count Moyer. Rush comes, back to pass, looking to throw. Cuts it inside. Breaks two tackles, still going. Dives. Gets down to the 13-yard line. Does Riley Moyer for a 7-yard gain. That'll bring up fourth down. But Moyer showed great athleticism, feeling that blitz coming from his right, and then just tucking it and getting what he can, diving headlong for a 7-yard gain, fourth and 3 from the 13.
That's a good heads-up play game. It's a positive yard. I was looking play.
Jake Mihurin checking in. Sanchez will flank. No, excuse me, that's Parker Doubt. No, Mihurin as well is in. Flanking Moyer is Sanchez in the running back spot. Taking a lot of time here. Double wides either side. Clock running 6 minutes to go. Sanchez shifts now to the left side of Moyer. Long count. Blitz showing. Long count. Hand the ball off Sanchez. Right side has some running room. Spins inside the five. Goes toward the goal line. Dives down to the 2-yard line. Off tackle on the draw play. Sanchez for 8. And it's a Hawk first down. First and goal at the 2.
Again, the Hawks are running the ball like they've been doing it all night long. They might just run the ball every play because they don't hit something.
Double wides either side, and I'm going to guess that maybe Moyer might hand the ball off to Sanchez.
Yeah, possible.
First and goal from the two, double wides either side. All kinds of backups in right now for the Hawks. Now Doubt shifting again with Strebe. Double wides either side. Line set, Moyer in shotgun. Hand the ball off, draw play. Sanchez spins away from one, dives for the goal line. Is he in? They're going to say he's down right at the stripe. Just short. He's down just short as Sanchez was hinted about the three, spun away. Broke another tackle, then dove and stretched the ball out. Couldn't quite cross the plane. Second and goal from at the one whatever line, three-inch line. 4:44 to go here. Clock running. Now in is, I believe that was Christian Kelsey in. Now they're going to do that switcheroo with Doubt and Strebe again. Second and goal from the one. Moyer in shotgun. Cleellum stacking the line. Low snap. And Moyer just going to take it in down the left side. Nobody there as the whole defensive side was going one way. Moyer just took it and stuck it across the end zone. And Riley Moyer, the 5'11", 192-pound freshman quarterback, scores from 1 yard out to make it 53-0. With 4:22 to go.
Yeah, he had the whole field. He could have walked that touchdown. Yeah.
So 4:22 to go. Hawks on the board again.
That's exciting having a freshman play, freshman quarterback play varsity get a touchdown. Like
they're going to go for two. It looks like Sanchez flanking Moyer.
Now we
have a stoppage of play next. That's Kelsey, and College Place is going to call a timeout. And so will we. 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where handmade cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field. 4:22 to go here in the game, which has been just total domination from the very beginning for the College Place Hawks. I'm just almost embarrassed to look at the stat sheet. I honestly am. But minus 49 yards total offense for Cleellum tonight, minus 61 yards rushing. Extra point attempt.
That's crazy.
And is that Garcia to kick with Gerald back there? Snap. Huge run up. And it is up. And it is good. George Garcia puts it through. 4:22 to go here in the game. Your score, Hawks 54, Cleellum nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing fall service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here in College Place. You mentioned in the pregame that Cleellum did beat Highland and Goldendale last year, but in games they lost, they were outscored 275-6 in six games, and that's really indicative of this score tonight. Hawks lead 54-0 with 4:22 to go. as it looks like George Garcia, your SCAC East, again, first-team goalie. And, you know, I just want to say something about George. That is, last year there was one game where Coach Keller from the soccer team put George in at forward instead of his usual goalkeeping spot, and that's when I knew we had an athlete on this team, because he did a very good job for a big man maneuvering the field on the offensive side of play in soccer, and he's showing that tonight running the ball. So Garcia to tee it off here for the Hawks. He's going to approach the ball, boot it, line shot boot right between the return men, hits it about the 10, rolls down to the goal line, and is it going to be what? I didn't see a signal for a touchback.
Touchdown.
They say touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's correct, though. I don't believe that's correct, because you cannot advance a kick like that. Kyler Phelan's taking it in, but I am shocked. They're going to spot it at the 3, and so they're going to call it good. So Kyler fires the kickoff, hit at the 7, rolled down to the 5. Both return men watched it, rolled all the way to the goal line, but not quite crossing the plane. Again, in high school, that ball crosses the plane. It's a touchback. It apparently did not quite cross the plane, and they're going to say that Phelan advanced that kick from the 1 into the goal line, into the end zone.
That's what it looked like to me, too, because it was right on the goal line, not quite over when he advanced it. So to me, it's a good call by the officials, by the refs.
Lines are set. Garcia again with Gerald to hold. And I'm sure Coach Pons is not happy for attack on touchdown at this point. High snap. Kick is up and blocked. Right there is Austin Warren, and the play just couldn't quite develop, and no good. 4:14 to go here in the game. Your score, Hawks 60 and Warriors nothing. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC 2.
Are you getting tired of spending countless hours searching the web, getting misdirected, finding prices too high, too low, confusion and stress, all before you get to touch the vehicle? Well, stop. Paragon Auto Sales will do the work for you. We have 20 years experience in the industry, and we search through hundreds of vehicles each day, fulfilling dreams of customers all over the U.S. We have a process that helps us find those good, clean, one-owner, two-owner vehicles. So don't wait any longer. Email me, Scott Jordan, at usedcarswallawalla.com, or find me on Facebook at Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. Let us be your perfect choice.
Hey, Rebecca, you know what's right around the corner?
What, Jesse?
September, and you know what that means.
No joining fee for all new members at the YMCA?
That's right. Starting September 4th, the Y will waive all joining fees for new members for the entire month.
It's a great time of year to get back into the swing of things, and kids with memberships get reduced prices on all Y programs.
Fall back into your healthy routine this September and join the Y. Come down to 340 South Park Street in Walla Walla, and we'll sign you up.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Line shot kickoff by George Garcia, fielded back down there by Sadler at his 5, hit by one man, spins away, hit again, and dropped by Gavin Geis up at the 22-yard line, and Sadler is down. He's going to pop right up and get up, though. 17-yard kickoff returned by Sadler. I'm kind of surprised that they actually called a touchdown on that last play by Phelan. The ball seemed to roll dead at about the 2-inch line. But the last time I checked, you could not advance an uncovered ball that hadn't been touched by the kicking team. You couldn't advance a live kick like that. You can down it and get possession. But that must be some rule change I'm going to have to ask about, because I'm not aware of you being able to advance a free kick like that. Cleland will get the ball first and 10 at their own 27-yard line.
Well, we're always taught, and I always coach in football, if you're unsure, fall on the ball.
Oh, yeah, just take it right in. But I've never seen a kicking team be able to advance a non-muffed kick like that.
Yeah.
As a whole bunch of players checking in for college plays, Landon Davis coming in. As now we have a late man coming out here. That's Jeffries. Snap away. College plays had 12 men on the field. Man running right side. Hit and dropped out there. Is Schreindel still out there? He is. Whatever the case, it's going to be illegal participation, five-yard penalty against the Hawks. Jeffrey is just unable to get off in time. And what do we have? We have dead ball, illegal participation against the Hawks. So five-yard penalty will move it up to the 32-yard line. The good news is just keep that clock running up to the 32-yard line, 2:30 to go and counting.
They're just delaying the inevitable, that's all, really.
Again, I'm going to be over at the Sager parking lot here in a few minutes for the Future Business Leaders of America bonfire. We're going to have some s'mores out there. Let's have a good time. Maybe chat with some kids about what FBLA is all about and just enjoy the evening. First and five at their 32-yard line are the Warriors, and they're going to call timeout. I'm sorry. I was like, just get that clock running. It's 2:12. What do we need a timeout for? I'm going to keep it right here, though. Again, the quick review here. I was just getting into action next week. Again, varsity cross country tomorrow, 10 a.m. Hermiston Sandstone Middle School. Next Thursday, 6:30 p.m., volleyball varsity match at home against Riverview. Now, the Hawks did win 3-0 as they swept Royal last night in SCAC East action here at the College Place Gym. And out here on Hawks Field last night, our Lady Hawks in the soccer took Royal 2-1. And I hope to really have some more information about soccer next week, as it was a pretty compressed week for 4 days of school. I'll tell you, seemed like there was something going on every day. Cleellum comes out first and five at their own 32-yard line. Also, again, just a reminder, NCAA football tomorrow, North Dakota at Washington, 2 p.m., San Jose State at Washington State, 8 p.m., and Eastern Washington at Northern Arizona, 3 p.m. Robbins in shotgun, flanked by Oshattis, first and five at the 32, all kinds of backups in. High snap. Not sure what to do with it. Robbins rolls to his left, running, fires downfield. That ball at the feet of the defender, and they're going to say no, I don't think so. As down there was Rafe Swanson trying to sell it to the officials that it was they picked it off at his feet, but they're not going to buy it. And it's incomplete for Robbins, who's had a dreadful night passing tonight, 2 for 10. For 12 yards, both going to Moen. And when he did look like he was going to complete a good gainer, the ball was dropped. Second and five at the 32. Clock running, 1:30 to go. Again, we have running clock. It's 60-0 Hawks. It's getting down to 1 minute of play. Back to pass as Robbins, going to his left, keeps looking for some help. And Sanchez trying to chase him down, and he does. He wraps him up and drops him down back at the, pausing for effect here, back here at the 27-yard line.
That's an outstanding defensive play. They tracked him down relentlessly, got him.
Yeah, Sanchez did not give up at all on that. Sacking Robbins again, -7. Cole Robbins, 8 carries, if you want to call him that, for -45 yards. He's had, his initial carry was 1 yard, then it's been -5, -5, -3, -7, -13, -6, -7. That's a lot of minuses. Okay, 38 seconds to go, 60-0. This will probably be our final play of the game. 3rd and 12 for the Warriors from their own 27-yard line. Robbins in shotgun. All kinds of blitz coming on. Again, breaking through this time. Alex Smith is going to wrap the running back up and smother him for a loss. That was, I believe, Noah Duplesh. Whatever the case, it's going to end here. And we're down to 10. We're down to 9.
Yeah, this game is
and that
Smith
play went for -7. And that's going to do it. Final score here from Hawks Field at SCAC non-conference crossover action. College Place Hawks 60. And the Cleveland Warriors, nothing. And we will be back for the post-game show, wrap up on stats, and set up next week's action right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio on FM 102.3 KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community.
in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
If you're even thinking about new flooring, there's never been a better time to come to Walla Walla Carpet One. Now, during the National Tigressa sales event featuring super soft but strong Tigressa carpets beginning September 13th. Also, continued great savings on in-stock carpet, hardwood, and vinyl plank flooring. Yes, it's time to do your home over for fall. Only available at Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street in the Walla Walla Town Center.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Field here at College Place, where College Place just totally dominates from the get-go. 60-0 here, and I don't want to spend too much time making it sound like a rub-in job here. Also, I just want to make a little aside here. The second to last commercial there, voice of Craig Clicker, who was my last line of defense when I was a punter back in the late 70s for Walla Walla High School, and Craig saved my bacon several times with saving blocks, or this little guy would have been smothered back there in punt formation. Thank you, Craig, and thank you for that commercial. Just a review of action here again. Every quarter, 14, 16, 15, 15, those are the points per quarter, very consistent across the board, total 60 for the Hawks. All kinds of players getting in on the action. Just going to go over the scoring briefly. Brian Gerald, 5-yard run with 8:12 to go on the first. Braden Schwartz with a beautiful catch over the shoulder timing pattern on 3rd and 10 from the 16 from Gerald with 6:28 to go. Put the Hawks up 14-0. Renee Sanchez took it in from 12 yards out with 10:56 to go in the second. Then Tanner Schreindel with 5:55 to go in the second. 53-yard punt return. And after the extra point, made it 30-0. That's where we were at halftime. Cole Robbins sacked in the end zone by Braden Schwartz for a safety, and College Place followed that up with a Renee Sanchez 3-yard touchdown run after a 62-yard kickoff return by Tanner Schreindel. Then again, with 2:21 to go in the third, Renee Sanchez from a 1-yard touchdown, his third of the night. Jesus Moreno's kick made it 45-0, then becked for Cleellum hitting the end zone in punt formation and dropped by Jesus Moreno for a 47-0 score. Then freshman Riley Moyer with 4:22 to go took it in from 1 yard out to make it 54-0. And then finally on the kickoff, it was Kyler Phelan on just a free kick that was undowned, took it in from 1 yard out, and there we go. So 60-0 is your final score. I just got a note here that my bonfire in the Sager parking lot got called in, even though I did call the fire chief. So go figure. I let them know what was going on. So there you go. So 60-0 is your score. And offensively, actually, for statistics here for the game, Cole Robbins, 8 carries, for minus 45 yards. That's probably the biggest negative part. Passing Robbins, 2 for 10, 1 interception, 12 yards. Both of those to Moen. Again, total offense, just a disaster. Minus 63 yards. They had minus 75 yards passing, 12 rushing, minus 63 total. Okay, so here we go for the College Place side. Offensively, rushing the ball, it was senior George, don't call me Jorge Garcia, 11 carries, 105 yards. Renee Sanchez, 8 carries, 37 yards, 3 touchdowns. Brian Gerald, 7 for 15. And freshman Riley Moyer, 3 for 5 and 1 touchdown. Passing, Gerald, 5 for 14, 1 interception, 65 yards. Only 13 yards passing in the second half, 1 touchdown. That to Braden Schwartz. Leading receiver was Tanner Schreindel, 3 receptions for 26. A little bit of a penalty bug. College Place, 9 penalties for 70 yards. And they did have 2 turnovers, 1 via the interception, 1 on a fumble. But total offense, College Place, 167 yards rushing, 65 yards passing, 232 yards total offense. And again, just a total dominant performance here for the Hawks tonight. Just a reminder, next week we're going to be on the road for the SCAC East opener against 4th-ranked Connell Eagles. And Connell looks to rebound tonight after that loss last week, opening loss to Othello in non-conference action. But Hawks go on the road, and we'll see what they can do.
Yeah, that was a great game tonight. They dominated in all facets of the game. And luckily, you know, nobody got hurt, certainly for the team. And a little trippiness here and there, but the officials, for the most part, got it right, had it under control, and Hawks played really well. I was really impressed.
So that's Marvin Medley again, has been doing color commentary tonight. He'll be with me next week, and then he's going to take over the reins here in 2 weeks. I've got a Future Business Leaders of America state conference I've got to go to here in 2 weeks. And so there you go. He'll be back here in 2 weeks to call the game here from College Place. I can't wait to see what's going on over in the parking lot with fire trucks, whatever's going on. I called the fire department. I should be good, right? We'll see what happens. All right. So, again, your final score here from Hawks Field, College Place Hawks 60, Cleveland Warriors nothing. Again, thank you to Daniel John back at the station for all your help. And this is Scott Reardon and Marvin Medley signing off, wishing you a great weekend. Good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.